you'd like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Let's see what we've got here. And hello, you're in the air.
Hello.
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 Yeah. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Super. How are you?
Let me turn down my radio. I wanted to say, I just wanted to take a moment to say that I enjoyed the first part of your show, that it certainly does do justice to this is a celebration of women.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say you were... That one of your previous callers said when she said that the men rule the world, because it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the axiom that behind every strong man is a good woman, I would say whoever owns the Virgin is in charge. Hello.
Hello. Still here.
Yeah. And I think that Don Geronimo would be proud to hear me. Where's your crap detector now?
Say. All right. Thank you. We've had enough. Bye.
All right.
Okay. Sorry, hello, you're on the air?
That was uncalled for.
Okay. Yeah.
We can move forward.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe you can tell me what that thing was all about and suck.
Time to go. You have to. So what this is, what should we say?
Great. It's great.
Hello, you're on the air?
Hi.
Yes.
I appreciate
great.
That comment. She makes me feel empowered to drop a big...
Whoopee! All right.
That's
three
points. Pretty large.
And
I think it should be noted that it's mostly men who are making
here on
these comments.
Bitch alert.
The Don and Mike Show.
Whoopee!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, hi, everybody.
Listen, don't forget.
Wow.
Our big rule. Don't call.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours.
Don't call.
Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
And don't forget our other motto.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Where's Big Ed now?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Yep, show's great.
The show is great.
Right. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this sure happy it's Thursday.
Yeah.
And we're little brains just like you. We'll repeat the phone number again. Big ULDs. 877-365-3636. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're
just
the first
to say hi to. Just wanted to say hi to the radio guys. Love you guys.
Oh, well, thank you. First nice. Call of a brand new day.
Very nice. Very simple. Very nice. That it?
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
And he's out.
Bye.
Nothing wrong with that.
Perfect. Only they all were that wonderful.
Well, we'd get bored if they were all that wonderful.
What did I do? What does that mean? Oh,
how are you doing, Joe?
That was my fault, not Joe's fault. I maxed out the line.
I didn't know if you were playing Merrill Howard Kalin for you that time. I wasn't sure.
Well, that's the way that I communicate now with Joe.
I see.
Rather than look in the back room and say, Joe, did you press the button? It's just...
Joe!
I look up and he looks at me like, nope, you did it.
The angry Joe Arzinger.
your big Fred Flintstone fingers.
Right.
Joe is simply a happily married guy, Mike.
He is, like so many associated with us. Now, you and I are not currently, but I believe we have one, two, three,
four surrounding us who are happily married, including this man who's
Rob's
in,
not happily
in the
married.
Studio. Oh, sure he is.
Happily?
No, yeah.
Happily no, no. Married.
You're it's wedded bliss.
But while I'm here, I was wondering if there was anything you guys wanted to tell me today. The 8th of March.
Did you remember?
Nope.
Well, I mean, I get the free pass. I forget everybody.
Hey, well, hold on. I already gave you a present.
Oh, the job?
Yeah, the job.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Get out of here. Shut up. Get out of here. Who cares? It's your birthday.
Circle the calendar. Now, now.
You big dope.
We celebrated it before, haven't we?
Sure we have, but we just demoted
this is
him.
A tough year, though.
We just demoted him, Mike.
This is a tough
Times
year.
Times are tough. Gas prices are going up.
You know he remembered, right?
Buzz, did you buzz?
After a fashion, yes. What do you mean after
you mean
a fashion?
After a fashion?
What the hell does that mean? I didn't have a card ready for him this year, so and the gift wasn't wrapped, but it was nice, and I think that counts.
So you came, but you came to work with a gift?
Yes.
Ouch.
What did he get you?
Why didn't you hit me to that?
Did he get you anything good?
Sorry, I didn't. So he gave you cash?
Yeah, a little of that. Well,
that doesn't count.
That's not allowed. That is my thing.
You didn't say.
That's why I said after a fashion. I also gave him a stapler.
Well, hold on.
So you forgot as well.
You forgot. You that's not fair, Buzz.
Buzz,
yeah, that's cheating. What I do?
Here's Buzz.
Buzz, well, no, you have to admit
I choose Buzz has on, but I'd hate to be in them.
Here's what you did. You forgot just like we did.
You forgot.
Well, no, actually,
I gave
known,
him cash. You forgot.
I have a daily reminder that pops up on my calendar on my computer every day, and I just never got around to doing what I meant to do.
My God, why won't you just face the facts? You forgot his birthday, or at the very
you can't stand it, but you did. You never forget anything. And
no,
you forgot it.
I didn't forget this one either. I just I've been busy.
Then where's his card?
The reminder keeps
where's his card? Where's
worse,
his gift?
Buzz, that's calendar. Worse if you say that.
I where's know. His card? Where's his gift?
That's a very good question. I think he has his gift, but the good question is where's his card?
But you gave him cash?
Yeah.
But I was the
only one allowed to give
hold
cash.
Hold on a second.
That was my plan all
Buzz,
along.
Buzz, no. Please, God, I hate busting you this early on the show. But you never give cash. You
never.
You are the most thoughtful cat ask in the
Joe.
World.
Joe's received cash from me.
You've given Joe gift certificates.
Yeah, and cash.
Yes.
You've given Joe cash?
Cash for pills.
So you have given other gifts of cash?
Yes, yes, I have.
All right. I mean, that's tough to make an argument on that one.
I didn't know that.
And may I show off what Joe gave me? I think you both will be very
wait, hold on a second. Joe nice. Joe gave you a gift?
Yes, but I think you're going to really like it.
Yeah.
Joe! It's a T-shirt. He went to the trouble to get my size.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he made it for me.
It's got Mike's face on.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Beautiful Michael Mara T-shirt.
That's nice.
It is.
Joe remembered your birthday.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm
why are you and I acting like this is bothering us?
Well, I'll fix it. I'll make it right.
That's why I brought
it up. I'll make it right.
Get out of here.
I'll
big luck.
Right.
You hit the lottery the day you went back to your old job. Happy birthday.
It's not a very good lottery.
Oh, really? Scratch off another panel.
It's rigged.
See what the Monopoly Man says next time.
How old are you today, Rob?
Can you believe 36?
Can you believe it?
36. 36 years young.
Well, I forgot.
It's bothering you, isn't it? A little bit.
Yeah.
It's bothering you, obviously. You know, I live in that world. So I've lived there so long. As being the least, you know, there's advantages to being the less the least thoughtful person on
yes.
the show. I'm not generous, but I am the least thoughtful.
Joe,
I am very generous when you know when I'm reminded.
Hey Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, nobody covered our ass.
I'm speaking to you now directly, not through the tapes. Joe.
Yes, Don.
When's the last time Buzz gave you cash for a birthday or a holiday?
Christmas.
That's correct.
Was it bills?
No, it was a check.
It was a check, actually, that time. Incidentally, I used your gift last weekend, and I wanted to say thank you again. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, the gift, well, thank you, Mike. the gift that I remembered to get you, is that what you're trying to say here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, Robbie. Well,
we'll make it right with Rob. You know we will.
Not at this point, really. You know. Whatever.
You don't have to get him a gift this year.
Because
of all the pain he's caused you.
I'm giving him the gift of life.
All the upset that he's caused you. Really, seriously.
Right.
The gift is that he's got his job. Me, on the other hand, I float around, you know, and I forget, and I right. you know.
Well, I truly do feel bad, but at this point, what the hell am I going to do about it? I'd rather talk about American Idol. So, happy birthday, you big lug. And now let's move on with the show, shall we?
You know, look, I think...
I mean, really, what is this, a fourth grade kindergarten class?
Yes. Yes.
You want some more blood from this stone? I'll get you something.
When's your birthday, Buzz?
October 7th.
John?
John Norman.
There was only one that I believe. That didn't take long.
Well, nobody keyed the mic. I was waiting.
What? When is your birthday?
May 4th.
Oh, May 4th. Well, I don't think we need to worry about. I don't think we need to worry about birthdays until after May is over.
In my well, your birthday.
I would assume June is when we. You know that June is birthday month, guys.
Right.
June is birthday month.
Fellas,
wait till it's warm.
Fellas, we're losing our heads here, fellas.
June is when.
Really? Why
most
don't we just? Why don't we just bake cupcakes and come in and have a nice little party,
please? Jesus Christ.
Well, we just had a stripper in here, too.
All everybody wants is some swag, so sorry about that. I'll get some swag your way, Robbie.
Thank you.
There you go.
Very good.
Happy birthday.
No stripper?
Oh, God. Rob says no stripper.
Hey, John?
Can we get a stripper here today?
Make a call. Hey, Johnny?
Oh, hello? Can we get... How about making a call, and I'll pop for it, okay? Not that I don't think we have wonderful strippers, but do you think we could maybe go... one show without having the 400th appearance by the same stripper?
Let's see what I can do.
That would probably... I'll pay cash money.
That would necessitate you probably paying because...
Yeah, I will pay.
The good girls that come in here...
And they're wonderful. I'm not saying they're not wonderful,
no,
but variety...
Yeah. It's the spice of life.
That's why we hire them. I mean, come on, old sport.
I will make that happen for you, Robbie.
And it'll be easier. Yeah, hire a local firm, John. They're in the Yellow Pages.
I love you. Happy birthday. Thank you big lug. Sorry that I forgot that.
Sorry.
I don't, and happy birthday.
Also, thank you.
You're welcome.
I've just been incredibly busy, you know.
Yeah, me too. Everybody.
Thinking about American Idol.
Well, who was it?
Running over all the contestants in my mind. My many conspiracy theories.
Uh-huh.
The main theory I had yesterday, incidentally, shot down in my mind.
Early in the show,
yeah,
shut down.
The fact that I thought that they were going to go with all the chicks.
Yeah.
Listen to this. You know what it is? After all that teasing, and after my great thought process that it would either be Paul McCartney or it would go with all girls,
right.
It's just going to be some huckster ploy to get us to buy something.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, listen.
Only six of them will make it through. Tomorrow we announce your top 12, plus details on our most important and probably most groundbreaking Idol project to date. That's live tomorrow.
The Idol Project. Idol Project. And right there he says the top six.
Charity, I've heard. I've heard it'll be a charity project.
Oh, that'll make me puke if that's the case.
Can get enrolled in.
Oh, P.U.
Hmm.
God, if only they'd gone with my idea.
Yeah. Your idea would have been, I really think
let
that
all
was
the
great.
Chicks through. Even the chicks.
Not let all the chicks through,
night.
But just make sure, you know, you don't let all the guys through, right?
Yeah, excuse me. The best of the best. Just really get the top
12,
regardless of their sexuality.
You are not alone in that theory. A lot of people on the internet were talking about
regardless
the
same of their
idea.
Sexuality. Regardless of their gender, rather.
Sorry, Sanjaya.
Well,
Sangea.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
He's still thinking about it.
Yeah, I am. Now it's bothering me. Yeah.
It's not going to bother you when we get some talent in here for him.
Boy and boy. Boy and boy, you are going to have to really go for it today, too. You ask for it, you're going to get it, Robbie.
Bring it.
Hey, and John, I understand that's difficult what I'm asking you to do, so if it doesn't work out and we, you know, whatever, I'll understand. Okay? I mean, really. No, I know that's hard to do.
No, it's not. We're calling out call service.
Whatever.
It's not difficult.
Police? This is where we are.
Well,
no, they're not. You make it sound like they're hookers. No, that's entertainers.
You're looking for massage in the phone book.
Looking for an entertainer.
Escort. Same difference.
I think.
Entertainer, baby.
Let me entertain you.
That's what we're entertainer, doing. Baby.
So you think with all this now, you're probably going to take him out for a birthday bite after the show?
American Idol's on tonight. I can't do it, Mike. I can't. I got a busy Thursday night planned.
Okay.
I can't do it. God, you know, for all my talent as being a world-class liar, I wish I would have been fast enough to think on my feet to like, oh, my God, you know, you're right, and I've got your gift at home. So I know I could have called Janice and go get something for him right away, but I forgot. Sorry about that, Rob. I'll take it out on someone who didn't remind me. Like Buzz.
I didn't know you wanted to remind me.
Not you, Mike. I don't expect you to remind me about anything.
Things that are things that are expected of me and things that are not.
I just got to be accountable.
Should remind you is your producer.
Oh.
I knew that was coming.
True, you know, that is kind of true.
Wow.
I wished him happy birthday first thing this morning about 6:10.
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Wait. You could have just, like, shot me an email. Hey, you know, it's Rob's birthday. Don't forget, please.
Isn't it more fun this way?
I
guess it is.
Well, maybe it is, but those emails are almost required.
I will get my calendar, the one I'm ignoring lately.
Really?
Yes.
Would you send me emails when people have birthdays?
Sure. I mean, if you want that, I would be happy to do that for you.
I'd love that.
I didn't trouble you with it because I didn't know you wanted to be reminded.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
Especially if the big guy.
Gotcha.
I can't have a repeat of that.
No, I got
that's
you.
That's a one-time offense.
Got you covered this time.
Right. Yeah, and I feel bad because I made such a big deal when you forgot my birthday. I really don't give a crap about birthdays. Really, I only did it to bust your balls. That's why I really don't understand. Rob notwithstanding, I've said this about everybody and everybody's birthday. Mm-hmm. For being someone who's as much an egotist as I am, it's the one thing I really can't wrap my hands around.
Say it like the perfume. As much of an egoist.
An egoist. As much of an egoist as I am. I can't wrap my pasty fingers around the fact that what you're saying is for one day, look at me. Uh-huh. Let's celebrate the fact I was born. Hooray for me.
We've worked together over 2 decades.
BFD.
I do not think I have ever heard you more wrong.
Yeah.
Wow.
It spawns a wonderful
you
life.
You said some things that we've had minor, petty, insignificant disagreements.
Birthdays are fine for kids. Mm-hmm. And if it's a milestone birthday, if it's a, you know, if it's a decade mark, yes, absolutely. But every year, please, you know what? Get yourself a tub of Jell-O, hop in, lube up your thumb, and have a great party.
The number 13, does that have significance in society with bad luck and things like that?
The number 13?
Yes.
It can.
So you add 4 and 8, what number do you get? 12. You get 13.
12.
Uh-huh. 12. Oh, 12, really.
12, Mike.
All right, forget it.
What
nothing
that
special about 12, practicing numerology.
What are you talking about?
I'm doing a little numerology for, you know, the double deuces coming up in June. For the big one. The big 4-8.
Please, yeah, you're the
when
prime
I come
example
in and I go, hello, it is me, put the hat on me.
You're the prime example. Let's make a big deal about being 48.
Yeah.
And then we'll make a big deal when it's 50.
You might not make 50.
We might, we're
probably not
so going to
be here. I'm probably not going to be here.
You've
said you're not going to be here.
I won't, but that's a contractual thing. I love that.
I haven't begun to grovel yet. But I think that it's, you know.
What do you mean grovel?
No, I think that 48, I think we, you know what I think? Because of that, because you're leaving, oh, and we're ending this thing, we have to make the most of all of our birthdays.
I thought we made the most, seriously.
Uh-huh.
Now, to get on the topic of birthdays, I thought we made the most of birthdays when you went through your separation.
You did.
When you wanted
that
your
one
huge,
year you did a great
you
thing.
Wanted your huge party.
The Cyndi Lauper year.
And you took us around on Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next year you wanted a Hawaiian luau theme, which we gave you.
Right.
Then the next year, you had the big, gigantic banner on the wall.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara, America's favorite talented radio mimic. And last year, we had another celebration for you.
This year.
That's right. What was it, Robbie?
The accordion.
An accordion player.
We had the accordion player for you.
This year, slightly different request.
Yeah.
Really, nothing else. And I require nothing else. I don't even require gifts. This is so important to me. I would love everybody to just kick it up a notch as far as their attire. Dress up. I'd like it to be semi-formal.
How about we all come to work and dress at your level every day?
No, I will be wearing. I will be dressed up. I will be wearing.
I know you're wearing the uniform that we all wear every day.
Exactly.
Jeans and sweatshirts
exactly
and t-shirts.
That's what. That's why I'm saying on that special day, I'd love it if we'd all just kick it up a notch.
Like a coat and tie?
Well, I believe that's what I'm looking for.
It'll make you
a
happy.
Coat and tie.
I'll wear my tux.
Actually, you know, I didn't go the whole way. Black tie would be what I'd really like.
And how many months is it until this day?
Just a few months, a couple of months, 3 months, 4 months.
Okay. All right. Well, Buzz, remind me before, please.
All right. Black tie.
Gotcha.
It's covered. Black tie.
I've got to handle Rob's birthday first.
All right. And I'll handle Rob's birthday before we get out of here today.
Okay. No dress code for my birthday.
Nope.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Planning anything special?
No.
Besides ruining the opening of the show? Besides just stepping up like a big lummox to announce your birthday so we feel awful?
I didn't want you to feel bad.
No, of course
not. No,
you
you
delighted
didn't
in it. You delighted in it. That's
you
the
loved
pleasure
it. You loved it because you knew you had us.
Yeah.
You knew you had us, so you loved it.
Absolutely. I'm relishing it.
And you're going for the sympathy vote right now with everyone out there.
No,
yes,
I don't
you
want
are
any sympathy.
100% you're going to the sympathy vote. You are no different than an American Idol contestant turning on the tears right now. It's like, you forgot my birthday. Oh, he's demoted. You forgot my birthday. Oh, well. How's your birthday?
Greatest birthday ever. No heart attack. No ass bleeding.
Yeah.
Steady employment and 36 years old.
You know, really, to make it good on his birthday, all you have to do is get some sort of copy of an insignificant photograph. That's all you really need.
I really thought you'd go magazine subscription.
I got you one.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
It hasn't arrived yet.
What's that magazine you like that you were telling me about? What's a magazine you like?
Cherry.
That's the one.
Cherie, I think.
Cherie.
Or We.
That's the one that I got that one, too.
Full year?
2 years.
Oh, Mike, you're the best. That'll be great. To my home address?
Hope it gets there.
Me, too.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to my eBay account right now. Here we go. I'll handle this right now for you.
You gonna buy? Are you gonna buy his gift on the air?
Right now.
Are you gonna bid with confidence on his gift, or you can buy it now?
I'm gonna do buy it now.
This is nice. This is very exciting.
Here we go.
You better not. You better be careful, because if you say what it is, you might have somebody, you know, trying to mess with you with a faster
computer.
Bid it up
or on the delay first. Oh wow!
What's happening?
1,841 items came up in my search. For goodness sakes, what am I going to buy for you?
Too many things.
Buy a new 97 Nazi items on eBay.
I knew it. Nazi memorabilia. I knew it.
Boy, oh boy.
So much to choose from.
Search extra large helmet.
Do you want a helmet, really?
No, I don't think a helmet would fit me.
Oh, get him a helmet.
Well,
even if it doesn't fit him, get him a helmet for just here.
Put it on the man. Let me see.
Like the helmet with the point on it?
Yes, yeah, a bunch of those coins you already have.
Frightened children.
Hey, what about Hitler stamps?
Hitler's, well, always good. Not valid anymore. Not good for post.
Can't mail with them.
No. And they taste horrible. Will you lick my Hitler stamp?
Expensive stuff, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they're really expensive.
And be careful what you bid on, because it might be something I'm selling. So we can, you know, just...
Yeah. Two ships that cross in the night. Two U-boats that cross in the night.
Das boats.
All right, you know what?
Two Bismarcks.
Let me put in Nazi helmet.
Narrow that search. I bet those are pricey.
I bet they are.
I bet those are... They probably have replicas.
One item.
A lot of them.
Authentic German Nazi helmet with liner.
Oh, the liner's nice. This time of year,
you you'll want that.
The liner's important during the cold and flu season.
Come take a look at it, and then I'll buy it for you if you want it.
If you like it, go see.
Do you like it? Now, don't look at the price.
I won't.
I don't want to ruin it with the price. Do you like it? Is it pretty?
It's a lovely helmet.
Okay.
Why do you have a question mark?
I heard
it.
You don't want it?
You shouldn't buy that.
Why?
Why?
Because you won't wear it.
I might wear it. How big is it?
Not big enough.
It
doesn't matter. He'll look like Schultz with it.
Put it on
the mantle.
Let me see what
you don't want it?
I don't know. A helmet feels weird to me. Doesn't it?
A little too involved?
Yeah.
I think for the good of the show, you ought to want the helmet. The helmet will be fantastic. Just imagine your picture on the website.
It look good?
Are you going ahead, Don? Are you going to order it?
Hold on. I'm logging in there. Hold on.
And what else? It would also be great for safety around.
What is the problem with the helmet? You're not saying what it is. But you have a problem with the helmet.
A helmet just seems weird to me. I don't know. Is that a weird line?
Why does it seem weird to you? Because you're giving the Randy Jackson review of it was just all right for me.
Uh-huh. It is a bit involved.
Mm. What's my maximum bid on this?
Look at it this way, Rob. The government will now know that Don is ordering the Nazi merchandise.
That's true.
Is there a buy it now feature on this?
No, there's not. I've had to put a bid in.
Got a bid.
And?
Bid high.
How long?
Now, there's only one bid to buy.
Well, everybody will bid it up. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll get you something else then.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Should you win it, I would love it, and I would wear it.
Do you have a dog?
I don't. I'm allergic to dogs.
Looks good on it.
Are you allergic to dogs?
Yes.
Even non-shedding dogs? Like,
all dogs.
Like a poodle?
I'm allergic to everything but horses and cats.
Okay.
Let me see.
What else do you like? What else do you like?
Hatred.
Something I can put into eBay. Come on.
Gosh.
Microphones.
What do you like?
Microphones.
I like microphones. I like food.
Something get him a gift basket.
Something I can get you on eBay, though.
Edible microphone.
So I can just handle this right now and be done with it.
Get him steaks.
What do you want?
Steaks are nice.
Come on, tell me something you really want, though.
There's a new Elvis DVD that I want. That's it. I don't need a lot of stuff. I have.
Then what are you bitching about?
I'm not.
Then why are you ruining the whole show because we forgot your birthday and we don't want something?
Just wanted happy birthday, and I got it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Hey, see if you can get him a gun.
Can you buy a gun on eBay?
I don't know. That's a good idea.
Why not?
It's a good idea.
It'd be fun. He likes to. I bet he likes
gun.
To shoot stuff.
Search gun.
Didn't your Big Daddy? Didn't he like to shoot stuff?
No, he liked fireworks. I didn't have a gun.
He didn't have a gun?
No, he didn't have a gun.
Would you like a gun?
I would.
He'd like a gun.
Hold on. Military collectibles.
Oh yeah.
Here we
I think
go.
I'd like a pistol.
Yes.
A Luger.
Derringer.
How about World War II?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is getting exciting.
Hey,
dot, Luger, dot, dot, dot.
God, there are no buy it nows. There are no buy it nows. Everything is an auction.
You should be able to buy a gun faster than that.
You can't buy. Can you buy a gun on the internet?
I don't know.
No, these are just training manuals for guns.
I don't need that. Mm. I need the gun.
Okay, hold on.
You want a pistol? A handgun?
A handgun.
Rob wants a handgun for his birthday. He wants a handgun that he can shoot everybody.
He's got a gun.
Elvis Presley. Here we go.
Down by the river.
This is your last chance, birthday boy.
Yes.
Pick something out as soon as this page loads.
Okay.
Are you still on eBay?
Yep, I sure am.
You're shopping for him on eBay.
Sure am.
That's great.
A lot of Elvis CDs. Man, hold on. Little Elvis Presley costume. How about if I got you a... Look at now, that's... What about that? Look, the Elvis Road Crew Tour jacket.
I'd love that.
Would you? Okay.
Yeah.
It's $250. Eat me. What about...
We need something between a handgun and a tour jacket.
What about the Elvis shower curtain?
Well, Carrie would never let me use it.
No. You have a jumpsuit?
I don't, but I wouldn't want one of those jumpsuits.
Do you really want that jacket?
He only wants something he could wear.
If you want the jacket, I'll get it for you.
If it comes in my size, does it come in the larger
let me
size?
Click on. Hold on. Small, no thanks.
Small is no good.
How about XL?
No, it won't work. Too fat.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let's go back then. Yeah. Come on, scroll down.
Carrie doesn't like a shirt.
How about an Elvis nightshirt?
How about a toupee?
I'll put it.
An Elvis toupee?
No, a toupee. Just a toupee. A hairpiece.
I don't need that yet.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Look good.
Hold on. Start new search.
Hair pieces or toupees?
Toupee.
A wig. A real wig. A wig that he could really wear. A legitimate hairpiece.
You don't need one.
No, but just something that you could wear that you...
Men's wigs, right?
Men's wigs. He started in a wig.
Men's wigs.
A real good one.
20 nice items found.
Sure.
Oh, these are all buy it now.
All of them have been found.
Oh, fantastic.
Men's
Can I come over? Can I come over and take a peek?
Come take a look, Mike.
All right.
I think Mike
There's so many.
Mike knows his hair pieces.
We have men's new wig, so natural look. Men's classic wig.
That's the one.
This is the one?
Yeah,
the Charles wig?
Charles?
The Charles wig. Okay.
Now you can get a picture of it over here.
We will. There it is. Let's see what it says about this wig. There's a big picture of it. Okay, now, let me see a classic wigs color list. There you go.
What about sizes?
Okay.
Boy, there's a lot of good looking wigs.
There's better wigs.
Right
get the
better,
smallest,
better wigs.
Smallest one you can.
Which one? What about that one?
The Peter.
The Peter. Which one do you want, Mike? The Peter or the Kevin?
I like the Charles. The original, the Charles.
All right, I'll buy that one for him. Happy birthday, Rob.
Make sure you get it in a big head size.
Okay, hold on. Available colors. Color shown.
A very small one would be funny.
Never mind. I'm just going to, whatever it is, I'm going to just buy it now.
There you go.
There you go.
Take your chance.
I'll be good.
Happy birthday. And then maybe I'll get you that Nazi helmet if my bid is up. Okay, let's see. Confirm to buy. Commit to buy. And.
Would you hear that click with the electricity?
Static.
My static? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Pay now. Hey now. Pay now. Oh, I could do that. Jesus Christ. PayPal. Okay. I'm all set. Continue.
Cool. Wig will be here soon.
Hold on. Just a moment. Select a payment. PayPal. Yeah. Continue.
I think it's easy.
Okay. Now it's loading up. All right. Well, then you're set because I got
Excellent.
You. I got you a wig and a helmet.
And so no matter what, my head will be covered. And
keep in mind, I could have got you anything you want. I would have gotten you anything you wanted there within a reason. I would have even gotten you that jacket.
Hold on.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, Mike.
Don't spend that all in one place.
I shan't.
Shopping's over for me.
Hold on, and goddamn, I gotta log it. Mike, you gotta talk for a second, would you please?
I remember back in 1977 when I graduated high school. It was a very special day for me.
Were you wearing a wig,
Rob? I was in the middle of my monologue. He doesn't give me those opportunities for pure me monologues.
sure.
And now you've upset my whole rhythm.
Anytime you want to.
No, I mean, I'm just talking. When you do it like that, when you say talk, I go into the monologue.
Never mind. I'm done now.
All right.
Log in.
Give me my money back.
Log in to PayPal.
I'll never know.
Hey.
Should we split it?
Yeah.
There you go, boy. You're set.
Can't wait.
Damn it.
All right. Helmet and a wig.
I'll let you know. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I was going to tell the story of my trip to East Beach with my back sits.
Let's see. Yeah. Your payment to Wigs Gone Wild is complete.
Wait, is it going to be delivered to his house? Or it's going to be delivered to your house?
To my house. I'll bring it in.
Oh, okay. Good. Nice.
All right. Well, there you go. My conscience thigh is clear.
That is a good thing. Well, God, we got that out of the way.
Thank goodness.
I'll sleep well tonight.
He's a handful.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I know what the perfect gift for Rob is.
Yes.
That's good. That is very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, hi. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Brian from Maine.
Hi, Brian.
Well, Brian.
How you doing?
How are you?
We're doing good.
Called in second time caller.
Oh, you know what that is?
Yeah.
That's an immediate disqualification. That's much like first-time caller, long-time listener.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the first time didn't go that well either.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I am a little late to the party if you just bought him a wig, but I was going to suggest I was in Solvang, California, which is a Dutch-German community, and they have Nazi action figures, like little army men, but they're Nazis.
Really? Well, everybody knows all of Rob's likes and all of his fancies. And
he's a very simple man with very simple tastes.
He is. Much like the dad in American Beauty.
And I think he's going to look great with that wig.
Yeah. And the helmet.
The wig and the helmet. The wig with the helmet on top of it.
God, it's like almost like the days when you used to dress up for us, Rob.
Almost.
Almost. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Oh,
No.
I'm going to keep the line open.
I have to make a huge apology.
To God? Are you apologizing to God?
No.
Would you like to apologize to me, Gladys?
Well, no. I need to apologize to Rob.
No.
Boy, it's dry in here.
Isn't it?
What's happening, Gladys Kravitz?
Please let me make my apology.
You know, there was just this giant pause ask that you didn't hear.
I don't want to interrupt.
Go ahead. What do you want?
Okay. I think I have Alzheimer's. I mailed a birthday.
Alzheimer's? Alzheimer's, what? Is that some sort of union position?
She's in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Greatest of all time. Go.
Okay. There's a birthday card coming, but it says Michael Mayer on it. But it's really for Rob.
We will handle it as we handle all your correspondence.
I know it.
Return to sender, addressee deceased.
I know it. But happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday. Happy.
Yeah, I'm doing a little dance for you, and I'm shaking.
I'm doing a dance, too. You have no idea how much this means to me.
All right, Gladys, I don't know. We just stopped the show more. Rob's whole birthday thing or your call.
I just feel so bad.
Do the dance, Gladys. Shake the line. Shake those udders.
Rob said Merry Christmas. Oh. I need help.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I wish we could get you that reconstructive surgery you need.
I wish I could have that surgery, too.
Hey, Gladys, if given the chance.
Okay.
Would you have that surgery?
Which one? The new brain or
no,
not the new brain, darling.
That surgery you're talking about.
The surgery that makes you a virgin again.
Well, you know what? When I delivered my first child, my doctor said something. He said, like,
I said, what's that smell?
I think so.
He said, my God, is there a slaughterhouse nearby? Is there a rendering plant?
It's all falling.
Rendering
so
plant.
Dr. Sagler.
It's a moot point now.
Oh. That's all falling out.
You know, you talk about that surgery for her. I'm not even sure she could afford the lumber for it. Let alone the labor.
Gladys, if you went on Extreme Makeover, what would you have done? Seriously.
Okay. My eyelids.
A brow lift?
Yeah.
Brow lift. What else?
My boobs, because I nursed four children.
Breast augmentation, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one.
And lipo on my stomach for what my children did to me.
right? How about a nose job?
You're blaming a lot of this on your kids.
Nose.
You're blaming a lot of this on your kids.
I do. Well, who else should we blame?
What about anything with the teeth? Da Vinci veneers?
How about mirror, mirror on the wall to blame?
Hey, I like my teeth.
Your teeth are fine.
I like my teeth.
She keeps saying she likes things. I just wonder if...
I like myself.
I think you'd be a candidate.
How tall are you again? We forget.
I am 5'2".
And what do we weigh?
Too much.
Oh, come on. Let's put a number on it.
Oh, no, we'll not.
Oh, then maybe you should hang up.
Are you north of 150?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Baby. Oh, yes.
Yeah, baby. Right.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm really working on it.
Here you are. Hey, how's your retarded son?
Well, he got suspended from the internet at school because he tapped into a secret website.
He's mentally retarded.
What did he do?
Oh, he got on a MySpace.com and they found him. So, no. Yeah, he's a junior.
How's he doing?
Junior
Very
retard.
Good.
He's a junior retard.
He has his moments. We had a little problem this summer, and we got over that. And
will he be going to technical school?
No, he's going to medical school.
Well, sure he is. What was the problem you had to get over this summer, Gladys?
Well, they broke a curfew in a town outside of Peabody. Oh, I said my town.
Kansas? Okay.
I got arrested. I got a wonderful knock at the door at 4 o'clock in the morning.
He got arrested?
They did some community service.
Good. It sounds like he might be a troublemaker.
No alcohol. No.
Did you tell when the police knocked on your door, did you tell them it was all falling out?
No.
Should have said that.
I could have said that.
You should have.
Did you tell the police that you were the gonad gobbler?
You're giving me way too much time.
Time on the air, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you count it, don't you? You have a little stopwatch there.
You can hang up any time you want.
Yeah, no, 6 minutes and 3 seconds.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. That's why we have a Gladys Kravitz rule on this show.
You got 6 minutes and 3 seconds.
So they're really egg timer.
That'll further her love of Rob.
Ding. 6 minutes and 3 seconds. Now to get my retarded son out of the root cellar. Do you remember that time she called and she had her kid?
Yeah.
She had both of her kids, but the one kid, the teenage boy, was just screaming his head off at her.
In the background, we could hear him. He sounded like he was having an absolute meltdown. Incredible.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
Is that Buzz?
It was.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you.
Tomorrow is mine.
Thank you. Tomorrow is this guy's birthday.
Yeah, okay.
Go Pisces. That's all I got to say. Have a great show, guys.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
Wow. Guys shouldn't talk about astrological signs. It sounds very feminine.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
How are you?
How are you Virgos doing out there? We're moody, you know.
I'm literally doing great because today is my birthday as well.
Oh, collectively, who gives a frig? Really? Come on, get out of here. Would you stop this?
Birthdays.
Jesus
Christ. I'll tell you, with these calls, this show's going to be a piece of cake.
I can only buy so many wigs and Nazi helmets in one day.
I wish that.
Can't buy wigs and helmets for everybody.
I wish it was just like on Star Trek and we could just teleport all those gifts here. I'd love to see that helmet and wig.
Go to the replicator.
The replicator. Exactly. Your wig and helmet are here, sir.
Hey, Johnny Gorman.
How are we doing on getting Rob some talent here today?
We're working on it. I got a phone call out. Well, I'm hoping to hear something back very soon.
Something new?
I hope so.
Some new talent?
Hope so.
America's Got Talent.
Good stuff.
Okay. All right, birthday boy. You're
getting
away.
Fantastic.
We should hit a break right here.
That's a very good idea.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one
God
state that bans...
McDree!
Okay. There is one. I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
Her leg, will you please?
My little baby is marrying a Jew. I have no problem with this. They're very nice people.
Yeah.
There they are.
Please don't take this personally. We're totally afraid of black people. Not the Cosby kind. But when they're angry.
It's totally cultural.
Oh my God, totally. Do you have a record?
Evan Corius.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
That's right. You little tiger.
You little tiger.
Well, hi, everybody.
Godless, motherless bastard. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
Hi, everybody. Oh, oh no.
Maybe today will be the day we hear him. A little more of his tape.
Good.
We've not really delved into his entire cooking show.
MHK. Yeah.
Carol Howard Taylor. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, happy birthday, Rob. Hey, you guys watch karaoke last night?
Karaoke.
American karaoke, yeah.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
I love you guys, but you guys are pissing me off by watching it.
You don't like this show. You don't?
Gonna stay strong, boys. Don't give in.
Now, forgive them as I have, sir. Oh, Melissa Doolittle. Melissa Doolittle, my favorite. My favorite, absolutely.
It's going to come down to her and...
Lakeisha.
Baby's mama.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you top two, right?
They're not even in the same... I mean, nobody else is even in their ballpark, those two. I just don't see any way that it doesn't come down to those two.
And no wonder I was not able to even get a hint from Rob last night. I don't know what was wrong with my phone, but on a more than one occasion, I picked up to, of course, chat with Rob about what was going on. And I was like, I got no dial tone. I got nothing. But I was so fixed on American Idol, I didn't even notice that the phone...
You've got the Hooterville phone company. So do you think it was your phone the other day when we had the screw-up when you were talking to me?
I know it is, because now when you call my phone now, you get the boo-doo-doo.
That's what I got when I tried to call you back.
I had dozens of things to tell you last night, and they all escaped me with my sobriety this morning, and I couldn't get through to you.
Same here. You know, and I wish I could be like most people and say, well, hey, dumbass, why don't you use your cell phone?
Uh-huh.
Where I live, you don't get cell reception.
True. Yeah, yeah, it's difficult. So you two weren't able to do your drill.
No, we were not. And I imagine...
It was definitely a stop down and talk about the show kind of evening last night. Even though it was much more talented, there was just a lot going on the show.
Could have called during any performance, really. Yep. And I tried to call you during a couple performances.
And would you have tossed a hint about your birthday, even tossed a hint?
Not last night, no.
Not last night?
No.
What if you had a couple of green bottles?
Maybe. What do you mean?
I just want you all to know it's my birthday tomorrow.
I always stop at 6 on a school night.
So
unless I have more.
You know that thing you were telling me about your wife?
Yes.
About how much you love your wife?
I love her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because she's making your birthday so special?
We can talk about it.
I think that you may have, if we had spoken last night, you may have thrown that in.
Could have.
Not thinking that you were throwing me a line, because I knew you probably thought that I did not forget your birthday.
Will you have more green bottles because of your birthday?
I'm incredibly guilty about that.
Same.
Six?
Well, I got him a wig and a Nazi helmet.
Between 4 and 6. The thing with Carrie started thick this morning. And what happens is she says, what do you want to do? And I said, well, we could have your mom and your stepdad could come over and we could do something. I said, I won't get home until close to 8. Mm-hmm. And then, we don't want to do it. So let's do something this weekend.
Yeah.
She said, okay, good. What about tonight? And then it got to, what do you want the kids to do? I said, the kids can do anything they want.
See, that's wrong right there. And with all due respect, I mean, she's asking you what you want, and that's like saying, I don't want to do anything.
But here's the thing, is when she said, eventually, I don't want the kids to do something that you don't like. And I'm like, well, what could that possibly be? No matter what they do, I'm going to make a fuss over. What am I going to do? Sit down and say, Robert's really effed up this year. This was a lousy birthday thing to do.
Right.
And so, so she's put it on me. And then the last time we spoke.
Is she concerned? I mean, do you have reactions that, are you impolite if there's something that you're not delighted with? I mean, if
you
know kids,
he's violent, Mike.
I know he's violent, but I mean, with his kids, he's a softie, isn't he?
He's very violent.
Is he a taskmaster?
The kids get weepy when my voice goes up, and they should, because it's a thing of respect.
Can you give us just one of your Carrie calls when you call her from a certain, the one that Don talked about hearing that day that he was on the phone with you when you called
Carrie? When I call for her?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd be on the phone, and Don would say, can you speak to her? I'd say, okay, hold on. Carrie!
Yeah. Exactly. See, and that's very natural. Yep. That's no effort required. That's it.
And then that also can go with the kids. I will sometimes say, kids! And then they'll say yes. I mean, if they, and I'll say, I know you're having a good time playing. Would you like me to come in there and see what's going on? No. Okay, have fun.
So she asked what you wanted done.
Yeah.
Well, where's the problem here? Where's the problem?
Because she keeps asking.
The way he explained it to me was that he said, she said to him, what do you want the kids to do? And basically he's saying, you know, I don't give a frick. Have them draw a picture.
Exactly.
Have them make a cupcake or whatever.
It's your birthday. You don't want to have to plan it.
No. And she's saying to him, what if they do something you don't like?
Right. And the whole point is, what am I going to do? They could S in a box and mark it guaranteed, and I'd make a huge fuss over it.
Sure.
What I want for my birthday right now is to quit being asked about my birthday by my wife, because it's not like her birthday. We don't start observing it sundown the night before. There's not like a season. It's just a day, my darling.
So when you come home tonight, do you think there's going to be anything waiting for you?
I hope there's three people. But you know how Robert is. Maybe it'll be two.
All right. Well, happy birthday, you big lug.
Thank you so much.
And there's the message about his wife.
Love you. Stop calling.
Gary! It'll be a fun night.
Yeah.
Fun night in Spiewak land.
Maybe I'll put my dollar bills together, rub them together, and see if I can hire Peyton Manning for you.
What?
This is a story that's been making its way around the internet, and now there are pictures. Peyton Manning, great quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, went to some guy's kid's birthday party.
Uh-huh.
And they paid him $200,000 to show up and get his picture taken and dance. And
wow. He had to do something besides just show up? I heard that he just showed up at the party. I didn't know that he actually danced.
Here's some pictures of him dancing, Mike. Oh, I guess we're going to put this up on the DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Wow. You do bar mitzvahs? Wow.
Now, the question is, if you're Peyton Manning, do you turn it down because it's $200,000 for 2 hours? On one hand, the guy makes something. His contract is worth something like $100 million, and he's got more commercials than Michael Jordan and almost as many as Tiger Woods. But still, it's $200,000.
200 grand is 200 grand.
Yeah. Here he is with a bunch of the kids.
In one of the articles I read, this is the thing that I found the most entertaining. It's not
one of those guys on American Idol. Looks like Sanjay's family.
He actually came out from behind the cake wearing a chef's hat.
Is this a rich Middle Eastern family? I have to ask that.
Yes, it would appear that.
Yes,
is this an extremely wealthy Middle Eastern family?
Because besides Peyton Manning, they also hired Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, right.
And that's a picture of
Oh, my God,
yeah,
that's Cedric.
Cedric the Entertainer with Peyton Manning.
Pretty good party.
This is something, over the weekend, I probably got 5 emails from buddies of mine.
Of course.
Saying, because I slurp him, almost as much now as Brett Favre. It's like, hey, here's your buddy. Here's Mr. Straight Shooter. Here's Mr. Plays It Like the Old Guys. Here's your Bart Starr, Johnny Unitas, Fran Tarkenton. Look at this creep.
Super Bowl quarterback, Peyton Manning.
Well,
how do you feel about it?
Listen, here's the thing. I don't make as much money as Peyton Manning. Nobody does.
Right.
But I'm blessed to make a good living. I'm not bragging. I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
I once did an appearance at a guy's bar mitzvah for his kid. To get a piece of jewelry for Frida.
Right. Yeah.
I could have afforded to buy the piece of jewelry.
I think when you come from whatever background you came from, and Archie Manning was a quarterback not in the days where it was amazing money for quarterbacks, was he? I mean, they probably didn't live a tremendously lavish lifestyle.
Not like his son makes. But
not like his son. And somebody says 200 grand. 200 grand is 200 grand.
Yeah. Hell, I did it for a bracelet that was worth about $3,000.
But, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's the fact that when you throw that money out, and, you know, why not?
It's a decent wage if you can make $27.78 a second.
Wow. Pretty good.
Not bad, 30 bucks a second.
But he doesn't, I mean, you know, who's to judge whether he needs the money or not?
Right. He would just do it. I would do it. Are you kidding? I did it. Are you kidding? I did it.
But at the same time.
And I had to put on a show. Not like that guy. Remember, I had to sit at a. I told you guys. I had to sit at a table.
Did you have to wear a tux?
Yes, I did. And I sat at a table where I had publicity pictures and people ignored me.
But you're a DJ.
And then I had to get up with the DJ that they had hired to play records.
Right.
And everybody was ignoring me. But the guy who hired me for his kid's bar mitzvah was a huge fan of the show. And,
This is what I hate.
Ran the jewelry store.
When I see the picture, then it just becomes cheap all of a sudden. Because he looks like they're taking pictures with like a trained Well, he looks sad.
Part of the missive that I've read from people says that part of the party was everyone at the party got their picture taken with him and had it professionally framed and given to them as they left the party.
Yep. Nice.
So it was like the Prince of Swahili or
whatever.
Sultan of Brunei. It seems that hired him away. More power to him. It's the American dream.
But it seems cheap. I don't know. It seems to me like athletes and, you know, you go to the ballpark or you go to a kid that's sick in a hospital. And it just seems when you buy that and you buy that, you know.
But what's the difference between that and Jeff Spicoli paying $100,000 for Van Halen?
There is a difference to me. If you pay for the entertainment, it's totally different. If you pay for, like, Barbara Streisand or you pay for, you know, Jewel to play at a party and she's performing, he's not...
Hey, when I would...
Now, you know what would be something if you paid for, like, to go into the locker room and shake hands with them after the game? That's a different thing.
But what about...
I'm not trying...
What about if you got, like, one of those boys from NSYNC when they were popular?
Yeah.
They were going out to bar mitzvahs and making $500,000 a night, and they didn't have to sing.
Yeah.
They didn't have to dance. They just showed up and whored themselves out,
you know,
just like he does.
I don't begrudge Peyton Manning. I just tell you the way it makes me feel.
I do think it makes him look cheap.
It makes him look cheap, but I don't blame him. I think a lot of people feel exactly the way we do about
that.
This.
Me. All I know is it sure as hell better be part of his Saturday Night Live he's going to do in a couple of weeks.
Amen.
If they don't open with a skit with him at some kid's bar mitzvah or
and
party.
And Cedric the Entertainer.
I mean, my God, how much... So they had to pay Cedric, you know, roughly the same ballpark, I would imagine.
No, I wouldn't. I would say he got half.
Not even that much.
Oh, of course, Rob.
Don't
Rob
never,
a little passionate.
Ever trust Whitey.
A little passionate on that one, Rob. What are you saying?
Did you hear Rob? Not even half that much.
I heard him.
Please.
I bet you could get him for 20 grand.
Cedric?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't know.
I think he's at least 50 grand plus.
At least 50 grand. Probably 75.
And the reason that Peyton Manning gets more is that, you know, people were not waiting in line to get their picture taken with Cedric the Entertainer.
Well, and it's the whole Super Bowl thing. I mean, that's fresh, but it's just, as soon as, I don't begrudge him, and I don't judge him, I really don't, and then you look at the picture and you just go, well, why is it just cheap? Yeah. It's just, there's something cheap about it, and I don't know why there is.
If there was a photograph of me at that bar mitzvah, you'd feel the same way. You'd see me standing up there like going, here I am, in a monkey suit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at me.
Right.
I'm going to go get this bracelet for my wife now.
Yeah, but...
And then
but nobody... I mean, was there any of us that could begrudge you for doing that?
We radio guys. I think you all did. That. I think you all did.
No. I mean, we've all done it. We gave you a hard time because you gave yourself a hard time and it was funny, but the fact is, we have all done it in a manner of speaking.
Right.
You know? I mean, I think, really, of all the gigs that we've done for money, that would be one that we would love, you know, just to show up somewhere. And, if we could just make it an hour instead of 2 hours.
Uh-huh. 2 hours. That's a hassle, man.
2 hours is like you're at the party.
Hello, Todd and Mike show. Hello.
1 hour you can hear your car running.
Michael.
Don't call me Michael. Call me Mike.
Mike, why are you hating?
Hating who?
Hating on the subject you're talking about.
In what way? How am I calling? Did you call me a faggot?
Yes, sir.
I've got this for you.
I
thought you were going to play the faggot. It looked like Rob was going to play that for him.
What you hope is Saturday night, I put my head on my pillow and I've done everything I could to get ready for this game. Now let's go out there and play it.
Peyton.
There he is, the $200,000 man.
Hey, bud, what's your problem? He's gone.
Gone he is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's not a fair fight. He gets to swoop in and take his pot shot and then go away, you pussy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Don, I just wanted to tell you that your hero Bart Starr is going to be in your area next weekend, I believe.
And how is he whoring himself out?
He's at his autograph show over at the Expo Center.
I'm having a little get-together with friends, Don, and it was a bargain because he hasn't played in a number of years. It's great. Catherine and Elizabeth have started to really enjoy football.
Have you seen the commercial? Probably not. You have to watch bad late-night cable TV to see the commercial with Bart Starr.
No.
For some either retirement community or like get your diploma after 65 or something.
Oh, really?
Where it's like Bart Starr knows winning football. And it's, my boyhood hero walking on this tree-lined campus. and it's done with real bad video, and then it's Bart Starr as he is now with no hair and a bad almost skin cancer face, looking into the camera and saying something along the lines of, when I played for the great Vince Lombardi, and right there was like, I go, oh, wow, 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 wow.
Oh, please, boy.
Please.
Very sad.
Almost as goofy as the commercial Joe Theismann does for life insurance. Where Joe Theismann is standing in an empty stadium, and he's wearing like the Gloucester Fisherman, the slicker, the yellow slicker.
They run that one all the time. Joe makes money on that.
And Joe is so chipper in that where he goes, hey, you know, right here. My career ended when my leg was snapped by Lawrence Taylor. I hope you don't get your leg snapped and that you get back in the game with insurance.
You know, the bottom line is everybody's out there to put the food on the table, slay the dragon, but it's fun to make fun of people the way they do it.
That's true.
Why not?
$200,000 though, to a guy that makes $100 million.
I say one thing when I see that. Hey, jealousy.
Hello,
hey,
Don.
Jealousy.
Don at Mike Show. Hello there.
How you doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
Hey, Paris Hilton, she was supposed to do an appearance at the Tao nightclub in Vegas, and they gave her $200,000 to show up for 15 minutes, and she stayed for 7 minutes, and they still paid her.
You are so right. There are a lot of, like, Lindsay Lohan does that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I saw
I didn't know it was that small amount of time that she was contracted for 15 minutes and stayed at 7.
I saw Lindsay Lohan last night on the Insider.
Yeah. How'd she look?
And since she's come out of rehab.
Yes.
With a little meat on her bones. She doesn't have that scarred up, pockmarked look on her face.
Looks okay.
Looks good.
Yeah. A little clean living for a while.
Until she spoke.
Oh. Yeah.
And I understand that I don't have the clean, crisp baritone that Mike does, but really, Lindsay Lohan's voice. Well, I'm very glad to be out of rehab. I'm going to try to stay away from trouble.
Do you think she, they obviously don't let her drink or do any kind of drugs there, so, but they, I always see them in rehab where they're hooving on the smoke.
Oh, yeah.
They look like they're always doing that.
Kiss me, I'm an ashtray.
You know, did she speak in a way that you knew that breath was coming right through the TV?
Sure did. And I enjoyed calling her by her new pronunciation, Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
I used to know her as Lindsay Lohan.
How long before she's back in rehab?
Mike, I'm going to give her 6 months.
Wow.
I'm an optimist.
That's good. Good luck. Good luck to her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, Gladio Gods, how are you?
Gadio Gods?
Hi there.
Gay, 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 gay.
Welcome to Gadio.
Hey, I just want to let you know that I'm not a Peyton Manning fan, but he does give out everything that he goes to his charity. It's called like the Peyton Day Charity Foundation.
So the $200,000 was for charity.
Yeah, it was for charity.
That's true, that it's completely wiped clean. Right. Then he's really making, you know, because you see.
I told you he's a great guy.
I didn't read that anywhere, though, that it was for charity.
Yeah. I didn't either. And to be honest,
I don't think that guy has any credibility.
I have been kind of involved in the Manning's charities down in Louisiana.
Right.
I bet he pockets the money from that. I would really think that if he was giving it to charity at this point, wouldn't he put some PR out on that?
Yeah, not necessarily.
Why not?
Well, you talk all the time about how you don't like celebrities who brag about the
health. Yes, except in this case, he's being outed and he's being presented as a greedy MF-er because he made $200,000 for 2 hours work.
If it's all for charity, and I'd love to find out definitively whether it is, both with Cedric the Entertainer and with Peyton Manning, I think then it's something that I think you ought to see more of. You really ought to, because it'd be a great way for causes to get that money, to have celebrities come to functions. I think that'd be a fantastic idea.
So you get like some guy like the Sultan of Brunei who's stupid enough to pay a guy like Peyton Manning.
Absolutely, pay $200,000, $300,000. Hey, George Clooney's coming to the party. We're going to pay him $200,000. Thanks, George.
Hello. Don and Mike. Sorry, Mike.
That's okay.
This line was open. Hello.
You know?
It was open.
You know?
Radio
God. Oh, you just made it.
God.
What have you been doing?
What do you do when we're saying hello?
What are you doing?
He just hung up.
Yeah.
I'll try the next one. Don and Mike.
Radio God.
Right.
I was at the hotel that Peyton Manning was doing the birthday party at. It was the Marriott Waterfront in Baltimore.
Oh. Can I do an impression of the last caller? Okay. Radio God.
was it really in Baltimore?
Yes, it was.
Huh, really?
700 Alexander Street.
All right, well, then we should, someone should do some snooping into
Please.
That.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? Maybe the lucky boy or girl is a listener to the show.
Well, maybe they've got another function coming up soon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Okay, guys. Okay, guys. Honest?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
Pretend accommodations were not a factor. Four-star hotel, first-class flights. How much for each of you to come to Sacramento and do a one-hour show at my birthday?
How much? I think we owe this to the city of Sacramento. Are you saying you'd pay for first-class transportation?
First-class transportation, four-star hotel. I think there's maybe one in Sacramento.
And how long? And how long at the party?
An hour and a half.
What would we have to do?
Would we have to come together?
You do not have to arrive together.
So this goes for each of us separately.
Each of you separately. You have to mingle. You have to make nice with the guests.
Okay, stop with this stupid call. I think you know my answer. My answer, of course, is free. Thank you. What's your answer, Mike?
I think really no. And I'd like to answer this in fairness to the people of Sacramento. I'd like to answer it seriously. And I'd do it for $1 million.
And I was serious as well.
Mm-hmm.
Free.
Free. Free for dollars.
Anytime, call me, I'm there.
$1 million. We had, years ago, an opportunity that came up, and it ended up being just BS. But they threw some obscene amount of money for us hosting
New Year's Eve.
And the whole thing blew up, didn't it? I mean,
what it was. It was $25,000 each.
And the whole thing ended up, there was a big controversy because he had all these people coming in for exorbitant amounts of money, and then the whole thing collapsed.
And Mike and I were almost tripping over each other trying to say yes when they were saying, all you got to do is show up and to get 25 grand each. We're like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Yes! 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 We want to do this!
It was great, and then it didn't happen.
No, that was just another big pipe dream.
And wasn't that just to show up and say hello?
Yeah.
That was just like to be there. I don't think we were even like emceeing or anything like that.
Scam. No, there was supposed to be other. I remember we were way down on the totem pole. It was like Jay-Z was supposed to be there and get like $100,000.
Yeah, we were absolutely the bottom rung. Mm-hmm. We really were.
But as usual, nothing worked out for us.
Boo.
Nothing worked out for us. Here we are. And I was just thinking lives. Hello, Don and Mike show. Giving nothing to charity.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Except our talent.
Our talent.
Our talent and our time. And our gentle touch. Hello.
A kind word.
What's up, Dumas?
Hey, I was wondering if you'd give me one of your unseen movie reviews for the new Will Ferrell movie that's getting ready to come out.
Skating movie. Oh, the skating movie? Here's the thing about Will Ferrell. The expiration date is due. I give that a thumbs down. No way.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for it. There wasn't even a smile in the trailer.
I believe it will make Alive and Kicking look like a tour de force.
Yeah, it's horrible. And color Napoleon Dynamite done also.
Oh.
That career's officially over now. He had his one. But this is his shot. This is his big shot to go, you know, to be in movies. And
having said all that, it'll probably make $100 million its first weekend.
Oh, that motorcycle movie kicked ass.
Of course.
So, you know, people go see dumb movies.
I watched a little of Alive and Kicking this morning.
I haven't seen that.
That's the one with Robert De Niro, or I'm sorry, with, what's his name? Robert Duvall.
And is Ditka in it also?
And Ditka, yeah. Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you doing?
And Will Ferrell gets all caffeinated out of his mind and screams at kids they're losers.
I bet that's funny.
Oh, God, it's fall down funny. Hello.
Wish I could see it.
Snot bubble funny, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Really. Like, be your pants funny. What's up?
There is no bigger whore than Terry Bradshaw.
Why so?
This guy does corporate motivational speeches.
Oh, no, wait. They all do that. And they really do. They all do that. That is a huge moneymaker for athletes. They really do.
Yeah,
he
justified it. I saw him speak, and he said that the reason he does it is because his ex-wife took all his money.
Yeah.
Well,
hello. Probably true.
Who can blame the guy? And listen,
hi, Terry.
Talk about whores. How about Bill Clinton?
Oh,
what did I read? He got, like, what was it, like, an amazing, like, $50 million to speak over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and HW, he did it too. I mean, it's part of their deal. That's how they make their money.
They get a lot of it overseas, too. It's not all local.
Yeah. What do you think we'd get paid if we went overseas, Don? What do you think we'd get to go, like, to...
Dick.
Look who's here. I'll give you a hint. Hall of Fame, Chicago Bears...
Sammy Sosa?
No, football. Coached the 85 Bears to a Super Bowl victory.
Get ready to laugh,
Mike
everybody.
Mike Ditka.
Can you know Sammy Sosa?
Hey, zip it, kid. I'm a coach that knows about winning. I'm going to push you guys like you've never been pushed before. Some are going to wish I was dead.
It's true. I know it's a weird thought, but it's true.
I eat quitters for breakfast, and I spit out their bones.
Delicious.
Now, this is the hardest, most difficult thing you ever attempted in your entire life. You know what? When it's over.
I get emotional.
When
it's over.
You guys are going to be champions.
Champions.
By God, you're going to be champions. All right, everybody up. Come on. Hands in.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Let's go out and kick some butt.
Here we go. On three. Let's have fun.
One, two, three.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Not funny.
That's not even the best scene.
No?
No.
That's not even the best scene?
No.
I'm guessing you have the best scene,
I do.
Birthday boy.
This is the best scene from,
Alive
and
Kicking.
Kicking. Strap yourself.
Hey, Jessica, will you knock it off? Hey, knock it off, would you? Hey, that lady, what's you eating? I got company.
Doing my lawn. Look, we're trying to have a nice family gathering, all right?
I'm trying to get my yard clean, that's all.
You're messing up my yard.
Let me ask you, the whole world's going to stop because you got a family.
No,
gathering.
I'm trying to do my lawn over here.
Hey,
just
stay out of this. It's between us, okay?
Here, take some of this back. So that is one.
Hey, knock it off.
No, for you.
You're nuts. Guys,
yeah.
I got you.
Wow. This is...
Here, you get the whole thing.
We'll settle this later, okay? You know what?
Is the whole movie like
that?
I got
this for
you,
too. Yeah. Get out of here.
Come on.
What are you looking at?
Daddy hit me. He hit me with the ball.
Wow. Hey, do you think I don't think Will Ferrell has the ability to make the transition like Tom Hanks did.
He tried in the movie Stranger Than Fiction. He's done a couple of movies. And actually, the movie Stranger Than Fiction with Emma Thompson.
Right.
Really good script. Will Ferrell, maybe his best performance. He just don't have the chops.
Yeah, he doesn't have it. He's kind of the comedian. That's what he's doing.
He's really good. Pulling down his pants.
Right.
And lifting up his shirt. And
you can only really do that for so long, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, how many more serious movies do you think he's got in him? I think you're absolutely right that the expiration date is due.
Yeah, I think he's done.
Yeah.
I think he's done. I think Ricky Bobby was probably his last big hurrah.
Mm-hmm.
He could look at Anchorman as being a cult hit.
That's
even that dumb movie, the one where they made their heads go up and out of the Roxbury.
Mm-hmm.
Even that one,
right?
Is it Chris Kattan that's in that
that's
one?
It, yeah.
I think he could last a long time by being a secondary character actor. I think you could find him like in movies like Wedding Crashers. He could have that kind of role, and I think that's
sure,
what he should
make
do.
A career. Out I think of his that. Ego is too big.
Yeah,
right now at this point to be like a Vince Vaughn type.
He thinks change. He's funny.
It
he
says a lot funny. That his subtlest comedic performance was in a Mel Brooks Nazi musical. That was his subtlest.
Oh, the producers,
that's right. True.
Yeah, but hold on. He was good in Elf. I mean, he does have a couple.
Elf is good.
He
Elf
does
good
have a
movies.
Couple of good. I like a lot of his movies.
But he's
you're not alone. A lot of people feel the same way.
And we're still waiting for the third in his Regular Guy trilogy. Remember, Ricky Bobby and Anchorman are the first two jewels in that crown.
Right. You know, Anchorman really is the one Will Ferrell movie that I like. Yeah. And the thing about it is, Anchorman is what he should do. I think he doesn't need to go as far as he goes. He really doesn't need. He could just be a real dumbass the rest of his life and make a lot of money.
And I think specifically he should just be Ron Burgundy.
I'd like to see Anchorman 2.
Be fine. Yeah.
I'd go see Anchorman 2.
The Ron Burgundy story.
Ron Burgundy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, Mike? Hey, happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you.
Is your arm still cold, though?
What's happening?
Oh, no, man. Chilling. Hey, Cedric the Entertainer, was that girl's party?
Cedric the Entertainer. I'm looking at a picture of him right here.
Yes, he was.
What did he do?
He was just, well, when Peyton's dancing, it looks like
drinks,
he's
I think.
Entertained.
I mean, right? He was,
Cedric's clapping while Peyton's dancing.
Parking cars, I think.
Do you think that's the birthday girl in this picture? Do you think that's
yes,
the,
I do.
Yes.
The lady of honor? Yes, I do.
No, I think that's an actress. I think they said that was a famous actress.
Oh. It was
really?
A real sweet 16.
It's
part.
Leah. It looks like a 16-year-old girl.
Leah Remini.
I think it's Leah Remini.
Yeah, it's Leah.
Hot off her abortion episode of King of Queens.
We read about it on The Onion.
All right, we'll put that stuff on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, the pictures of Peyton.
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show. And see if she likes the goods.
Hold on, that's not the best one. This is the best one. This is your defining. If you want anybody to really laugh, this is it, to get him to laugh at Will Ferrell.
Arnold, cue one.
After the photo mat was destroyed, the bear scampered back into the woods.
Apparently, he wasn't too happy with his color prints.
From the entire Channel 4 News team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
He will read anything on the teleprompter.
That works every time. Every time.
Good movie.
Yeah. Gotta hit this. Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The difference between a Bronco and an Explorer, you gonna debate this with me? Broncos are they're noted for their durability. It was good for me. Got me out of harm's way.
Just sit.
Okay, I'll sit in it.
Just sit in it.
I mean, even there was a dead body in it.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's no bodies in this thing. I actually drove this car once, and some cop shot at me. But the engine is impeccable. And I can guarantee you, the car has escapability. I mean, if you ever get into some trouble and you got to get away, it has escapability.
It's a terrible car.
What do you mean it's a terrible car, man? It's a Bronco. It has escapability. That's the main thing. And I know it. Boy, Al Collins is driving this thing. And if we wanted to get away, it was easier to get away. A car that I personally made famous. Some tires are worth more than $400.
You know what? If it's yours, I'll buy it.
Hey, we got a sale. Come on out here, guys. You see that truck?
Yeah.
There's a camera right in that truck. You've just been juiced.
Are you serious?
Father of Anna Nicole Smith's baby.
The Don and Mike Show.
Juice.
Celebrating 20 years of genius. The Don and Mike Show.
Over 20 years.
Yeah, wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I was on your website today.
Yes, sir.
I was looking under Mike O'Meara's bio, and it listed his bars, and then right there it said more to come. And it took me like 2 hours to figure out that he wasn't expecting more children. It was just the information hadn't all been
out. Right.
You mean the shortened bios?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Did they ask us to do those ourselves, or to write a bio for ourselves?
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Do you really care? Hey, if you go to our website, do you, like, care? What the fuck do we care about a bio for, anyway?
No, they're fun. They can be fun.
I'm Don, I'm Mike. I mean, we've been through the stuff on the website where we had Rob make up funny bios, like the one that said I was into modern dance.
Yeah.
And Mike had some type of Indian head collection or something like
all
that.
All true.
We need to get back to Mike having his camp because summer's coming.
The Impressionist Camp?
Yeah, the daytime's out. Isn't it still out at the Nissan Pavilion?
Nissan Pavilion during the day when they don't have concerts out there. And we had 13 people last year.
Mike, it's a Peyton Manning update. Excuse me. No Peyton Manning's people say it was not a sweet 16 birthday party.
No.
It was a corporate outing.
Ah.
IMG, which is some big corporate publicity machine, handles appearances and endorsements for Peyton Manning, says that Peyton, like many athletes, performers, and celebrities, occasionally agrees to offers for private performances.
Performances?
They do say he was at the event. They say the estimate of $200,000 was way off. And here's the last part. Whenever Manning accepts fees for corporate and charity events or a business milestone like last week's events, Manning's Payback Foundation benefits. So,
wait a minute, though.
It sounds like
it is craftily written.
Uh-huh.
It is extremely craftily written.
Let me read it to you again. The IMG spokesman declined to say what Peyton Manning received for the event, but said the estimate of $200,000 was way off.
Huh.
Whenever Manning accepts fees for corporate and charity events, sports outings, or a business milestone like last week's event, Manning's Payback Foundation benefits. That could almost be like a portion of your proceeds,
right. Yeah.
Which is always like 0.1110%, right?
Save that sentence. I'd like to steal it. That's a very clever way of saying
it. And they're saying it wasn't a party, but it was a corporate event.
That's what it says.
With all those youngsters in coat and tie.
It doesn't sound legit.
I was in the Indianapolis Star today.
Star.
The Star.
It's very interesting. Very clever the way they phrase that, actually. Mm-hmm.
Very clever, boys.
Very clever, boys.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like this, but I heard the F word go out over the air.
How could you possibly hear the F word? No one said it.
You adopted it about 1.5 minutes ago.
No.
One and a half minutes ago in reference to what?
In reference
said the F word. We did not.
We did not hear it. What are you doing? And then he hangs up?
No, he's still there.
Sir? Are you there?
Hey, Dumas!
Now he's
gone.
Oh, God, people.
Listen, people! It didn't get through because we didn't say the F word, right. But if it ever does, don't say nothing.
Yeah. It's not like we have people covering our backs for that either.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then... don't call the Don and Mike Show.
So many helpers, so little time.
Freaking, not the other word. Not the other word.
That's right.
For listeners like that.
Freaking Finelli.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, hi. Don said the F word on the radio.
That's another funny guy.
God, no, he didn't. It didn't happen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Howdy.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm at the Las Vegas Racist.
You're the Las Vegas Racist.
Oh, like a nickname? Oh, nicknames aren't allowed.
No.
That's a violation. You'll have to be more clear.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello?
Don said the F word on the radio.
Will somebody please get us the replay right now of what we just said?
We have to settle.
I said freaking.
You said if it was interpreted by somebody, that doesn't mean a thing. I heard it. I know what you were trying to say. I know what you said.
Hey, people, why don't you all just go to hell? Hey, John, do we not have some type of instant replay of what we just said?
I'm recording it, but I can't play it back until after the segment.
And incidentally,
just stop the segment right now. We'll never run the segment again.
Good enough.
Thank you.
And incidentally, there are like 8 people that listen for just that thing.
Yes.
And that's what they do. All of them have called now.
I said frig. Frig. Frig you.
Maybe you said...
friggers.
Maybe you said faggot, which is the other F word.
Yeah, it's so hard to keep track of all the F words.
The other one that we have to monitor constantly.
Well, now we're going to have to go back and get the tape of what we just said coming out of the break about about our... what is it even about? Our bios.
Somebody brought up our bios. They've gone to the website.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dumbasses out there. Don said friggin' not the F word.
Thank you.
We're going to get the tape, though. We'll get the tape.
We appreciate it.
And thanks again to our helpful... stupid listeners. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello.
God love him.
Mike?
Yes.
Hi, it's me, Mikey Hemphill, your son.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, it's Mikey Hemphill.
How are you? How's it going? How's the school? How's the new school this year?
It's all right.
Good. Are you staying out of trouble? Not like, you know, last year was a rough year for you, I understand. You're staying out of trouble?
Yeah. Where's Mom?
Mom's not around, you know that. Now, don't joke like that. That's not funny. And can I tell you something? We're all very proud of you. For when you came out last year.
This is Mike's son that he had with Shirley Hemphill.
My gay son, and I'm proud to say my gay son. Good for you.
Can I have some money?
Sure. I'll put you on hold. We'll see what we can do. But I just want to say I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of the fact that you're gay.
I love you.
Love you too, son.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's nice.
You had a good moment. He was confused for all those years. That's why he was in the Depression. And then
he sure does look like his mom.
He's a wonderful boy.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Dan Bringer.
There's a nice Photoshop. If someone would think of what Mike's baby with Shirley Hempel would look like.
Oh, boy, that's delightful.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Very well.
I had a question for you.
Yeah.
I hit my 40s in 1998, and I was just wondering what you thought, how many girls the average guy would bang by about 40 years old?
I can't answer that because I was in radio when I was a young man.
Yeah, that disqualifies. So the average guy?
I am not the average guy.
Well, the average guy gets married, so you got to stop it usually there. It slows down for a lot of people, obviously.
The average guy probably has slept with maybe 25 guys.
Yeah,
25 girls.
I'm curious about what the other...
I say 25 guys.
Yeah, the average guy slept with 25 guys and 25 girls.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. That is maybe the worst phone today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don, Mike?
Hey, hold on a second. We have the... tape now of a couple of moments ago.
Very good, please.
Yeah, we'll go back in time. Can you hold on 1 second? We'll come right back.
Hang on. Thank you.
All right. And again, for all the helpers out there.
All the little helpers.
If a bad word ever does happen to somehow get through in this current climate, the last thing you dumbasses should do is call on the air to say you heard it.
Exactly.
But please
show some self-discipline.
But because that don't happen... Let's now listen to what was said on the radio 6 minutes ago.
Very good.
Okay. Here's the instant air check. What the frick do we care about a bio for anyway?
Oh, they're fun. They can be fun.
That's exactly what I said. Let's roll that again.
Please.
Listen carefully to all the people who are sure they heard the F word. What the frick do we care about a bio for anyway?
It's so clear. I mean, it's so clear the way you say it.
Frig,
you stupid morons.
Friggers. God, frig you! Seriously. God, frig off and die!
Amen.
What the frig do we care about a bio for anyway?
Bring! Clear. You know, I thought maybe that it wasn't clear.
Let's hear it again.
You know, when we got those calls.
What the frig do we care about a bio for anyway?
I heard F! Not much! Oh, yes, you did.
I heard F!
Especially that lady that called, that just did it because another call came in.
What the frick do we care about a bio for anyway?
Fun. They can be fun. So I'd like to say in the words of Goldfinger to all those people calling in, no listeners, we expect you to die. Thank you very much.
Let's hear it one more time. What the frick do we care about a bio for anyway? Trust me, when I say the word on our last day, you'll know it.
Oh.
And that'll be our sign off.
Oh, no, it won't.
No, it won't.
Sure, it will. No, it won't.
It'll end with you. It'll either be thank you or frig you.
Depending on how the day goes, right? Right up to the bitter end, that's exactly how it's going to go.
I wish you wouldn't use those slurs.
I know.
When you say Dago. Mike, let's call them...
I'm so sorry.
Italian-Americans.
I apologize for my slur. Sensitive.
What the frig?
My profanity when I said bitter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, there's a cop right here pumping gas. Is there anything I can do for $100?
Turn your radio down first, please.
All right.
You mentioned there is a cop there.
Yeah, I heard what he said. He said there's a cop out there. He's pumping gas.
I need $100.
You need $100. Turn yourself in.
All right. I'm at work right now.
Good. Tell him you've done something awful.
Hey, I've done something really awful, officer. I need to turn myself in.
God. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Thank God he's just laughing.
There's a police station down the street.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. Are you sure? Because, I mean, I'm getting away with murder here.
Guy doesn't realize we didn't promise $100 for this.
All right, thank you, officer.
All right, take care.
Man, I could have really got away with murder.
All right, okay.
Yeah, it's too bad you didn't.
So you wanted $100 for that?
Please.
Right, frig off.
Good luck. No friggin' way.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
You can doctor tapes.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did there. So long.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike, where does Halliday go?
What, come again?
Talladegos is the word, the correct word.
What are you talking about?
What you call the Italians. Talladegos.
Talladegos. Like the race course.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Who made you laugh?
I never laughed.
That's why you said it's not funny. I get jokes.
Not funny.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, just my blood pressure. I'm wondering when you guys are going to come back on because of a stupid basketball game. It's over now. Are you guys coming back on in Baltimore?
I don't even know. What market are we blocked out in today, Baltimore? I don't know, sir.
Yeah, because of the stupid Terps game.
What is it, the ACC tournament?
The Terps lost.
The tapes, and we should be right back on.
Okay.
After the post-game analysis.
That's right.
Let's not forget about that.
That's where you move the most commercials.
That's very important stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, do I get paid for hearing my commercials? Do I get paid?
No, Juice, you don't get paid. You don't get any money.
I'm going to kick your ass, Don. You're playing my commercials.
Oh, that's the OJ guy.
Yes, no money for you, Juice.
Hey,
Johnny Garmin.
How are we doing on Rob's birthday talent?
We got nothing. I got a phone call back, so they can't make it.
Oh, dear.
They can't make it. Maybe, well, boy,
maybe I can dance.
I guess we're not going to have a girl for you this year, Robbie. Sorry about that.
Plus, an amateur wants to come by.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wild card.
Hey, talk about giving away $100. Young woman out there that would like to come down and put on a show for Rob.
Absolutely.
Come on down. Take off your bra.
Mm-hmm.
We get some whipped cream.
Right.
Let you pretend that Rob's got a fire in his lap and you got to put the fire out.
Amateur fun is more fun than pro fun. Yeah.
How about that?
Except if you're going to have Peyton Manning come to your party.
Stop calling. Stop it with the bad language.
My God.
For goodness sake.
Get out of your frigging mind.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Got a quick question.
Yeah.
Can you get...
Here's a quick question. Why do we come in today?
can you get a...
I believe that won't make the light of day.
The pass. Yeah.
They're up there today.
They sure are. I thought yesterday was a half-brain day. I thought yesterday was half-brain Wednesday.
This is Thirst for Stardom Thursday is what this is. Thirst for Stardom Thursday. Lots of amateur acts out there. Lots of people... trying out at Chuckles today, trying to do it, trying to get their spotted bananas.
Well, it is Bobo Spiewak's birthday. Yeah. We all forgot it, even Buzz.
Yes.
And
I'm not going to argue with you about that. I let everyone down.
You sort of forgot, right?
I never forgot. I just fell down on the job.
No,
entirely different problem.
Buzz?
Yes.
Okay, not to split hairs.
Okay.
You claim you remember.
It might be worse, Don. It might be worse than
that. It is worse, and I'm embarrassed about it.
He didn't care.
Every day for the past 5 days, a reminder has popped up on my computer screen saying, Rob Spiewak's birthday, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, one. I didn't do anything.
You know what he's saying? He didn't forget. He consciously chose not to get him a card.
Every day. I said that later. I'll get it. That's even worse than just flat out forgetting.
This is what I'm saying.
That's much worse. That's much worse than anything I've ever done.
I'm despicable.
You know, Buzz, that
much worse, Don.
Makes my arm feel cold.
Wow.
Suddenly makes the wig and the helmet look a lot nicer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
So you were not as great as you said.
I remembered. I just didn't act. Yes. No, I'm very disappointed in myself. I'm a little ashamed.
He didn't act at all.
So I understand earlier in the show.
End of the vision.
When you were saying you didn't forget his birthday.
Right.
You didn't forget it. You just didn't act on it.
I chose not to act. I knew what I was going to get him for a gift. I knew I was going to get him the cash, you know, for his microphone fund. But beyond that, I made no effort. I did no card. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed.
He disregarded my happiness.
Well, why?
Well, welcome down to our level.
Yeah. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
One simple question.
Yeah. What?
Why?
Why?
I just feel like I've been very busy lately. Like today, for example, time I would have spent on his cart, I had a large dental appointment today.
Oh. Right, okay.
How are the Da Vinci veneers?
They're great.
Good. Coming in well. They're not veneers. You can tell the truth about that, too.
Uh-huh.
That you have dentures now.
Right.
I could drop my teeth off and have them repaired.
Like the guy on that awful show I had to watch last night.
Oh, that?
Did you, Did you watch that wedding show because it's made by that guy you like so bad?
Yeah, but he only wrote parts of it, and I think he's going to bail after this, as will I.
That David Kelly show?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you tell me at dinner a couple of weeks ago, everything that David Kelly does is gold?
I said, I will watch anything he's written, and he wrote half of last night's show, and about half of it was good, the rest of it sucked.
Was a new show on Fox about the getting married?
The wedding bells.
Wedding bells, yeah.
Was there a reminder to watch it on your computer, Buzz?
No, somehow I magically remembered.
How did it do? Did it do well? I mean, it had that incredible lead-in.
I bet it did great because there was nothing on.
Right.
But it was,
I mean, there really was nothing on after American Idol last time.
Well, here's the spot that we're in with Robbie's birthday. We've all forgotten his birthday and want to get him some talent. As it turns out, the regular service we call, all the places we called out of the book.
The regular service sounds funny.
We can't get anybody to come down, any chicks to come down and put on the birthday show for Rob.
It's a shame. It is.
And
bad, really.
The boy has requested it.
I thought those services were like you call them and they're there and
we usually
half
get
an hour.
More notice than this.
No, but I mean, I'd like if you go on the road, I don't know, this friend of mine did this one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you call somebody and you actually get somebody to come to the hotel.
Yeah.
And when I paid her, I mean, when my friend paid her.
That's right.
No, don't escort, like, entertainers, don't they just show up after you call them?
If you have cash, which we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Ben Affleck. Hold on a second. Here we
Who
go.
Who is that, the name of that madam, the Mayflower madam?
Escort.
Heidi.
O-R-T. I'm putting escort as the search word.
Do we have yellow pages here?
I'm doing it right now online, Mike.
No, just online. The online yellow pages. It's not as heavy.
There we go. I got it. Do you want me to put escort or escort service?
Adult entertainer.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Back there up. You go. Adult. A-U-L-T-E-N.
Adult entertainers. For big time fun.
Adult entertainers, Rockville, Maryland.
There you go.
Here we go. Find it. Here we go.
Rockville, the capital of that type of activity.
That's how it's done.
Rockville, Maryland. Capital of that.
It's where we are.
Uh-huh. You know, if you needed a urologist, you'd have 7,000 of them.
There's one.
Candy's Adult Conversation?
No, that's conversation. That's like the phone line.
Big E Promotion? Charming Cherries?
You should try D.C. Washington, D.C.
Hold on a second. I don't have that in D.C.
How about...
Did you try D.C.,
Hold
Johnny?
On. Cosmopolitan Escorts.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, but see, that's not dancers.
No.
Let me call right now.
True. All right.
I bet they would dance.
What's that?
I bet they would dance if you asked them to.
Probably.
But really what they prefer to do is they take you out to the theater.
Right, dinner and...
To a Kennedy Center event.
Shows, that kind of thing.
Oh, hey, Robbie, pick that up, will you, please?
Sure. You handle this, Rob.
I can take it. Oh, yeah, here.
John's going to do it.
Charity duty.
Hello. On hold already.
Wow. They're busy. It's rush hour.
Your call is important to us.
I would think this time of day would be okay. Be later at night where they get busy.
Thank you for holding.
So to speak.
Now, I did, Mike, just so you know, I did type in adult entertainers
okay.
as my search.
Mm-hmm.
And Cosmopolitan Escorts is so backed up that I'm getting the goddamn thing. The music. Robbie, put this on hold for a second so I can share it with everybody, please. Here you go. See, that's the...
As brief as we can. Rest assured, we'll address your specific needs as soon as possible.
Okay. That sounds good. All right.
That sounds like a whorehouse, right?
If you put DC entertainers in there, you might get some other numbers, too.
Okay. All right, hold on. Put DC in first.
Mm-hmm.
DC.
DC Comics.
DC Adult Entertainers. Find it. And let me
see. That antique service keeps coming up.
A
that
lot of the
sucks
same
that
ones.
They do
Mike.
That.
Black Fantasy. Oh, hold on. I pick it up. Hello? Hi, is this the escort service? I have a very specific question. I'm in Rockville. A friend of mine is having a birthday today. Can we get an escort over to do a little one-girl show in a couple of hours? You don't do parties? What kind of escorts do you have? You have escorts, not dancers? What if the date was going to be in the men's room?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, they know it's us. Will you come on the air with us? Please come on the air.
Oh, please come on the air. Come on. We won't embarrass you.
Come on. They just hung up. I swear to Christ, you just said Donna Mike.
Oh, really?
And then when you said we won't embarrass you, she hung up.
They knew it was us.
Well, I didn't call somebody.
How are we doing with DC Entertaining?
I got one right here, Mike.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
What's the name of this one?
Black Fantasy.
That's yes. That's what he needs on his birthday. Now, wait a
minute. 202-965-22.
That's what you need on your birthday, Robbie. It'll be different. A Black Fantasy.
Well, the people at Cosmopolitan Escorts should have... there you go. It's on hold. They should have just gone on the air with us.
Yeah,
come on. We got nothing but love for you.
Oh, we're the one.
All right. Don's going to take this one now.
Be embarrassed.
Hello? excuse me. Hi. Is this Black Fantasy Escort? Yeah, baby. I need a Black Fantasy Escort this afternoon.
He'll take care of that.
I'm not at a hotel, baby. I'm at a...
You should tell her the truth. So they're going to find out soon enough.
She as soon as I said I'm not at a hotel, she said we don't have anybody. Thank you. She hung up.
Oh, so it's got to be a hotel.
Yeah,
a hotel.
And that's all you had on the DC, huh?
Hold on, Private Angels.
Yes,
that sounds right.
Rob needs his Private Angel.
608.
You don't want a public angel.
We have an angel for your private.
Buzz is getting all ramped up there.
Very good. I feel that we're going to be successful here.
Okay.
We're going to be okay here. My dad's got a bitchin' set of tools.
Hello, is this Private Angels? Hi there. I'm looking for an angel this afternoon for a friend of mine who's having a birthday.
So optimistic.
He's right here in the room with me.
Hi.
Okay, she wants to speak with you, Rob.
Oh, great.
Here we go.
Let's hear how this goes.
Hello? Yes, I'd like a private show. Right now, there's two guys with me, and I'm separated by glass by three of them.
All of these places definitely are serving up what it is we're looking for.
A little hinky.
Don't do parties.
Any dancers. Jeez. Right. And we're still waiting for our amateur for you, Rob.
Yes.
Let me try one more.
As soon as the buffet closes.
Goodness sake.
As soon as the buffet's over. It's old country to Rob's lap.
Iron skillet,
in one afternoon.
All right, how about appealing acts?
That sounds right.
Last one.
Do an appealing act.
4, 3, 9. Now, what are we asking for?
Dancing.
We don't want to say that it's a party, right?
No, don't say party.
Don't say it's
you
a party.
You can say your friend's having a birthday and you want to get him a lap dance.
Hi, we're out of line, so please leave your name and then we'll call you back soon as possible.
Well, not acceptable. Jeepers, right, creepers. What's this guy got to do around here?
You know what? Go home and lock yourself in the bathroom.
Unbelievable. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Get yourself a National Geographic and knock
yourself
out.
All you want was a private angel.
Actually, I'm okay with it. It's Carrie that's pissed right now. Puts more pressure on her.
Uh-huh.
She's going to send you a thank you card.
Man. All we're looking for now is some amateurs. Where are the amateurs going to be for Rob's birthday?
I have to call Lopez Entertainment.
Lopez Entertainment. Of course we do birthday parties. You'd like a birthday party for Rob?
Wouldn't you totally hate it if we called your wife and we did one of those dorky, like, three men and a baby things where we all agreed that we would get together and watch your kids so that you two could have a romantic night out together? And
he'd hate it more than me, and I wouldn't like it.
That wasn't a legitimate idea, was it?
No.
Jesus.
No.
Fantasy
night.
Oh, my God.
Total fantasy.
Ooh. Not on Idol night.
Scared me, my
God.
Goddamn
right. We got TV to watch tonight. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, well. Lemon. Stephen's a good man. He's on partner track at Dewey, and he's a black.
A black? That is offensive.
No, no. That's his last name. Stephen Black. Good family.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Remarkable people, the blacks, musical, very athletic, not very good swimmers. Again, I'm talking about the family. Black is African-American, though.
Well, I don't care about that.
Well, I know that is the type of thing we tell ourselves, but trust me, when I was dating Condoleezza, there were genuine cultural tensions. I mean, we would go to the movies and she would yell at the screen.
I don't even notice those kind of things.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey. Oh. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Let them prey on you, Don and Mike.
All right. Hey, Robbie, you get yourself set by your microphone, boy. I think I got some good news for you here.
All right. It's just good Rob Spiewak news.
I'm in my email right now. I put on my Jay Benjamin Franklin glasses.
Is this going to make his birthday something special?
I believe so.
Franklin wasn't gay.
My glasses are gay.
And his glasses were gay. Ben's.
Were they?
Back in the day.
They looked very Ben Franklin-y.
Rob, a few drinks at him and have Thomas Jefferson over.
Oh, he'd get very excited.
Yeah.
You won.
Hey.
eBay item, Wigs Gone Wild.
Oh, yay.
And you won. Nazi helmet.
Hey!
Wow. So the wig and the Nazi helmet are on their way.
Brought them both in at under $200.
That's exciting.
That's terrific.
Oh, happy birthday, Rob.
Well, thank you. I'm excited. I can put that helmet near my other historical pieces.
Your other and collectibles.
Let's leave it there.
Yes, of course.
Some of them still charred from when it blew up.
Be able to have you put it in crazy poses, wear the wig and the helmet next week.
Get ready to put it in the Hindenburg corner.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Room.
I'm Mike, Radio God.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Wing.
What you're looking for is not an escort service. You are looking for a female review.
What were we looking for that we should be looking for?
You were looking for an escort service for Rob's birthday.
Right.
You're looking for a female review.
Never heard of that.
That's basically they call a classy name for a strip bar.
No, we're not looking for a strip bar.
We're looking for one girl to come down and put on the one girl show. Like we normally do on one of the guys' birthdays.
Or an Emmy.
Which I understand. Emmy.
I like when you call them an Emmy.
Or an Emmy that can show up for what is the going rate for an Emmy performance?
$100.
$100.
Worth it.
$200, you go topless. No, it's 100 topless, 200 bottomless.
Is that what it is?
That's the going rate.
That's
Mike.
The going rate today.
That's what we're paying. Now, in this hour of the radio show, we're going to talk to some guy about bastards, some guy who loves bastards. Also, did you see our man, Mayor for Life, in the news?
I know he's having some tax difficulty.
You know. Those of you who are fans of my BlackBerry, we'll pull out the BlackBerry later.
Very good.
Because Mayor for Life, Marion Barry, is in some hot water with D.C. now. He didn't pay his taxes, and they want to throw him in the hooscow.
A lot of people are saying it's time to show him a message. He thinks he's above the law and that they should make him do some jail time.
Oh. All right, so we will get to the BlackBerry in a couple of seconds. This whole thing this weekend with spring forward and fall back, I refuse to fall into this Y2K panic that they're trying to get going now. They're perpetuating this thing saying, if you don't have a computer that is at least 2 years old, you're going to be screwed. You're going to have flights that are going to be screwed up. Mm-hmm. You're going to have medication that's not going to be waiting for you at your local CVS.
I've heard that on the flights, the pilots in the air, where as soon as we spring forward, are just going to go kind of wacky.
Yeah.
They're just going to go crazy. That's the sound.
No, not that one right there.
No, not that one. That's the sound of the pilot right there. This is your captain speaking.
And on behalf of everyone telling you that the sky is falling, listen, if you have a computer that's more than 2 years old, just go in and reset the clock this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can low-key it, but all dairy products are going to spoil.
It's really not a big deal, right?
To most not a big deal unless you really rely on electricity.
Right.
Otherwise, you notice. If you're relying on things like computers, cordless phones, television remote controls.
If you aren't going to go down that road, I will go all the way with
thank
you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I will say that how foolish I was to say that this is nothing. Mm-hmm. I urge everyone to do what we did back in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Go and get duct tape.
Okay. Yes.
Go and get the plastic stuff to put against the walls.
Bottled water.
The
canned food.
First aid kits.
And Ann Curry.
Lots of batteries, transistor radios.
Lots of batteries and freeze-dried food, if you can get it by now.
This morning, Ann Curry said it's imperative that by close of business tomorrow, you take all of your money out of the bank. She said if you do nothing else, you must do that.
And for God's sakes, don't put it in the house. Put it outside in a plastic bag, buried at least 4 feet underground.
Put a dollar sign on the bag.
Don't forget, in 1999, you had people seriously saying, go to the bank and get out as much as you can from the ATM, because on January 1st, 2000, we're going to go back to the caveman era, and if you've got cash, cash is king.
Right. And I don't want to really put people into a panic, but birth certificates and driver's license and passports as primary means of identification, you're going to want to, in some way, and I mean this seriously, have a little better proof than that. And I'm talking about a, you know, someone to vouch for you, because this is just what I heard. If it really comes true.
With the whole moving of daylight savings time?
Yes, that all forms of personal identification will be invalid as of that. It's going to screw the whole thing up.
I heard it's going to be like in Back to the Future. Do you remember in that movie when Marty McFly, or whatever his name is that Michael J. Fox?
Yes.
Marty McFly.
Was it George McFly?
That was his
name. Marty
dad.
McFly.
When Marty McFly is going through time and he pulls the picture out of his pocket and people are starting to erase from the photograph.
Yes.
Right. That's what's happening.
It's going to be very similar to that.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Did you hear about the latest F-22 Raptor incident?
You mean the military plane?
Yeah, we lost, we were spending $335 million a copy on those planes. First deployment west of the international date line, they got lost because their GPS track. They had to get led home by the tanker that was leading them back to Hawaii.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the Y2K thing that we're going through in Y2K7, does it?
Or does it?
No, it doesn't. But it's rather interesting that we spend $335 million on a plane that gets lost.
Have you called the wrong program by any chance?
pretty interesting, though, huh?
From the pages of Washington's alternative newspaper.
You know what I think is pretty interesting?
What?
Rubbing my finger right down. Oh
boy, that sounds good.
That's interesting.
Here we are. Mm-hmm.
I think that. I'm sorry, man. I'm just trying to move the show back on track.
Way to get it back on track. I was going to tell you that.
That's interesting. You know what else?
You've gotten the show back on track.
Peeling off a Band-Aid and smelling that Band-Aid.
Right.
Man.
Now, if we're talking about what to smell, you know, you can really get a thrill after 2 days of not showering by scrubbing the behind your ear with your index finger and then giving that a smell.
That's good. Oh,
if that doesn't smell like the finest cheeses of the world.
Chuck Yeager just hung up. we just lost him.
How about that F-22 Raptor? Huh? We spend that money, $335 million, and the Air Force can't even find the damn jet.
And I'll give you an update about cheese and body smells and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long it's been now since Lent started, two and a half weeks, something like that.
Really?
I have not scratched my athlete's foot once, and it has been killing me.
So the fact that you're not scratching it is doing nothing to make you recover.
Oh, no, if anything, it's making me... No, my foot is looking great.
See, that's it, because you're not scratching. You're recovering. You should do that forever.
My feet are looking good, but it's taking incredible willpower at night.
Makes me want to scratch when you talk about it.
Take my shoes off and not even gently, because, you know, rubbing leads, everybody knows this.
Yes.
Rubbing leads to bad stuff.
More rubbing.
Yes, friction.
Rubbing.
No good can come of friction.
Rubbing in all walks of life always leads to something bad.
No good can come of friction outside of the combustion engine.
Because you rub a little bit and then you think, well, just maybe just one scratch.
Do you think that at the end of Lent you may be cured of your athlete's foot?
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to be going, we go on vacation, like in a month, whenever we go, I'm going somewhere sunny.
Right.
Somewhere where for the first time in a long time, I'm going to be arriving at a location.
You'll be wearing sandals?
With pristine feet. Yes, and I am hoping that I do not give in to temptation.
No.
After the 40 days and 40 nights of not scratching.
Don't do it, Don.
I'm sitting on some beach in the South Pacific.
But you'll have sand to walk on, and you'll have salt water.
Sunshine, fresh
air. I think
that's
got to probably help you.
Yeah.
You just drag your feet along the sand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, there have been times when I've had athlete's foot and I've been on a beach.
Yeah.
And sometimes, nothing feels better than the friction you get from rubbing some sand.
Friction.
No, what I'm saying is the friction.
Oh, actually picking the sand up?
On the athlete's foot.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, but...
It's scratching.
Yeah, but it can almost be like intoxicating, like you're scratching it yourself.
So you think if you're walking along a beach and you drag your feet, that you're violating the Lent rule?
No, at this point I would be.
Okay.
If in 3 weeks or whenever Lent is over, I have built up the proper amount of
callus.
shine on my feet.
Right.
So that they're not all scabby anytime I even think about rubbing them. Then I think I could walk on a beach and not have the urge to scratch.
Do you, when you're at the beach, you say you've had the athlete's foot problem when you've been at the beach.
Yes.
What is your methodology? Do you take the sand in your hand and kind of rub it on your feet? Do you dig your feet in when you're sitting in your beach chair, or do you drag your feet along when you're at the beach?
Yes.
Like you've got all of them?
Yes.
All of the above?
Yes.
That's probably what I do.
Ever use a shell?
How about a razor clam?
A live crab.
But here's one. I've done this before.
Does anybody know what a razor clam is, or am I the only one?
No, very sharp shell.
Is that kind of a New England
thing? I know what that is.
A razor clam?
I saw that somewhere, like on Discovery Channel or something.
It's like a clam shell, only it's shaped like a razor, and it's as sharp.
I got this thing about feet. I don't like feet. I like the fact that my toenails are nice and
healthy.
Short. Mm-hmm. Nice and short. And not diseased now, but there's always a sharp enough edge on them that if I'm sitting in a beach chair, I can just work it just enough so that you're really like using your left big toe to just scratch a hole the size of Montana in the bottom of your right foot.
You can't do that. You have to try to resist that, because the more you do, really, I know your mom always said this to you, but the fact is, it's going to get worse if you scratch it.
That's why I gave it up for Lent, Mike.
You know, that's what the thing, the difference is, all stuff like that. You satisfy the itch, but then you get something you don't want, which is blood. Mm-hmm. Who wants blood? Who wants a nasty, ugly, scabby foot? Plus, it could spread to your toenail. You don't care, do you?
I've lived with it.
You really don't care.
And frankly, blood means... And
blood means satisfaction. Yes,
and you should know when I'm talking about blood, I'm not talking about like...
athlete's foot bloodlust.
I'm not talking about like... blood everywhere.
No gushing.
Just like where you notice, just like under your fingernail. Oh, look at that. What is it? You go... Oh, that's blood.
Right.
Or you'll see a spot on your tube sock.
Because you've been digging too much.
Yeah.
I think that this spring forward is going to cure your athlete's foot.
All I know is
be positive, but that's wrong.
All I know is that as of right now, I have never gone this long in my entire life when I've been cognizant of the fact that I have athlete's foot and I'm not scratched.
And talking about it's got to make you crazy, too. Well, the thing about...
Right now, it makes it like I want to scratch my feet so goddamn much, Buzz. Yeah.
What people don't realize about this spring forward is the significance of simple household items that are just going to not work.
Toasters.
You know, I don't think they're that important anymore, you know, unless you're going to put things on a refrigerator, but forget using magnets.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
How you doing? Hey, I don't want to scoop Buzz, but did you hear the news about...
I'm not saying anything.
Did it get through?
No. I heard it. Good blocking.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call.
Get him back,
the Don and Mike Show.
That's a flagrant... That is a really... really flagrant violation.
Joe, get him back on the line. The guy hung up. The coward hung up.
Got to be punished.
And I didn't even hear. What was it?
I don't know. I'm not going to say what I heard.
Can you write it down for me?
Yeah, it's what I thought I heard. I didn't hear it under Mike's blocking, which I really appreciate.
Because the guy called and broke the prime directive.
Sure.
Like, hey, I don't want to say something to Buzz. Or what did he say?
I don't want to scoop Buzz. That's how they always start. But.
Scoop Buzz.
And then they do. You know how it goes. That's what I heard. That's the name I heard.
Oh, is he dead?
I don't know. It's the name I heard.
Really?
It's the name I heard.
Hide it from Buzz. He's trying to see it. Don't let him see it.
I'll hide it. You did hear that name correctly. I do have that story, and he's fine.
Well, I'll see ya.
He's on it.
Yeah. Good. Hey, guys in the back room, how are we doing tracking down that last caller?
He's working on it right now.
All right, thank you.
And then he also mumbled under his breath.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Can't imagine.
Mike.
Hello, you're on the air. Don of Mike.
Hello. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I got an idea for Rob's birthday party.
Okay. Why are you telling me?
Well, why don't you send over the girls from O'Mara's, the wet t-shirt Amy's.
Hey, we don't do that.
Thanks. Look
hey,
around,
come on,
cafe.
Hey, we don't do that.
Hey.
It's not. It's a wet and wild night.
Hey, you.
Entirely different.
Jesus.
Let's not make it that mundane, please. Raise it to the standard that it's become.
Come on, everybody. It's Wet and Wild Night.
Wet and Wild Night.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Get it right.
Hello.
Get it right. Exactly.
Hello.
Howdy. Mike was talking about razor clams.
When's it going to be brown and loose night?
I don't know. I usually, to get razor clams, I usually put it on the coffee table.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a good bye-bye.
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 You want Brown and Loose tonight?
Oh, hold on. We got the guy back on the line.
Oh, good.
Hey, Tool.
Sorry. Sorry, Buzz.
No, but no, it's more than sorry. You've really blown it.
You not only know the rule, you called and you purposely tried to break the rule.
And you're not sorry.
Well, not much happens in our little town of Spokane.
Yeah, but really, you listen to the show, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, you know that we play that, don't call, correct?
Correct.
So you did it anyway.
I got your Spokane covered.
So you want to call up and say, hey, I want to scoop Buzz. Well, we've asked our listeners, please don't do that.
Please.
Buzz is very fragile.
You know the kind of call we would enjoy today, sir? The kind of call we would enjoy today would be you calling up and go, hi, I'm from Spokane, but I've got a sister that lives in Maryland, and she's a dancer. She's a dirty dancer, and she's going to come over and do a little dance for Rob. That would be helpful.
Yeah.
This
I
thing about,
hey, get the scoop for both.
Now, the
I
question,
got a brother lives in Maryland.
The question is, what are we going to
we'll
do?
Take
well,
him.
No, we'll take him.
No.
What are we going to do with you, though?
Because it's not enough that you simply called and then just bailed and hung up. There's got to be something that we can do to you to learn you.
Where's your friggin' self-discipline?
I could put my mom on a train to Whoreville.
I don't think that's good enough.
Not good enough?
I tell you what, let's see.
We need more.
I'm trying to think how far we can go with this today. I'm trying to think. Do you think your mom would need any reconstructive surgery?
No.
He's on. He does listen.
Yeah. You know what? He saved himself.
He did save himself right there. That's
himself.
A good anticipation.
But really,
pretty sharp.
Really, douchebaggio, do not call the show.
Okay?
Okay.
Baggio, European gigolo, do not call us with this crap.
No problem. Deal.
Please. No, deal or no deal?
Deal.
No deal.
No deal.
No deal.
Happy birthday, Rob.
There he goes.
Shut up.
Bye.
Bye. Get out of here. Dumbass.
Fucking ass.
Okay.
I don't like him.
What?
I don't like him.
Happy birthday.
I don't like him.
Out when we come back. The bastard guy.
Ah.
That's all I'll say.
Good.
And he's not in the room right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I stubbed my vagina. You can stub it? I can. I don't know about you.
The Don and Mike Show. Way over the line, guys.
Hey guys.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Don and Mike Show heard every day on 25 different radio stations in America, all the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Las Vegas, Pittsburgh, Spokane, Washington, Palm Springs, Iowa City. We got the affiliate list up at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
It's up, and it's up today.
And let me see. Hey, guys, not cool, guys. Hey, guys. Tomorrow, Jim Nance will be on the show.
Watch out, guys.
And as you know, he's about to have a conniption fit because...
Bracket time.
Selection Sunday, guys.
Very excited. It's going to be the best Final Four ever, guys.
We're just talking with John about getting Nancy on the show.
Right.
And he wants to come on to her. She wants to come on tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, any idea what time? And this is typical Jim Nance. It was something like this.
Is the schedule, man.
Well... It depends if East Creighton beats Gonzaga and if Villanova plays Kansas and then if East Carolina beats the University of Florida and there's not overtime, I will call you before Kentucky. Now, if Kentucky beats Indiana, then I will have to call you earlier during the Ohio State game.
A lot of spinning plates, guys. I'm Jim Nance. I've got to stay on. I've got to know what's going on. Got to be there. Got to know what's happening.
I realize the teams are wrong. Don't take me literally at that, but that's what he was saying. So
right.
We'll have Jimmy on the show tomorrow.
And I do hope every year, you know, that Gonzaga is in it, just because I like the name Gonzaga.
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 All right, you bastard.
Bastards.
You bastard. Here's the bastard thing.
There it is.
The guy's on the phone. And here's the thing from the guy's website.
I like this. I really like this already.
Stupid. They always get their way. They're always in a headline. Just enough to make you say.
Those bastards.
Those bastards. Everywhere you see. Those bastards.
All right, we got on our phone right now a guy named Bill Fielding. And his website is thosebastardsthebook.com. He's actually written a book where he researched the lives of thousands of guys who are bastards.
Huh. Who people perceive as bastards. And he uses it not in the in the literal term, but he uses it in the, you know, the nice subjective term that we
the
use.
The way that we use it.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Bill.
Hey, I'm here.
Howdy, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Listen, I hear you gave the guys that are bastards. There's some girls on the list, too.
Oh, that's great. There should be. There really should be.
I see what you're looking at now, Mike. I see Charlie Manson.
You got Donald Trump on there.
And Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly is on this station here in Washington with us. And,
yeah, Bill O'Reilly got on the list. We have different categories, and we were actually able to fit Bill O'Reilly into every category except for her reform bastard.
Uh-huh. I think you just bought yourself 5 minutes on this show.
Okay. You sure did. It says here you've researched the lives of more than 8,000 bastards.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I'm sure that we could have found many, many, many millions more. There is no shortage in the world of bastards.
Is there a litmus test for a bastard?
Yeah, I guess if your name is Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. Oh, he's making us love him more, isn't
now,
he?
Now, to be terribly medical about this, a bitch is the son of a female dog.
Right.
A bastard
is a female
dog.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Is a bastard a female?
No, a bitch is a female dog.
Bastard is a child.
Is an illegitimate child.
Does not have a father. Right. Is that right?
But, and in fact, there's some of the folks that made our list of bastards were literally bastards.
Ah.
But we used it in the less formal sense, and just people who, by any way you look at it, are just bastards.
I like the way you say it, Bill. I really do.
But you know, some of them we got on the list as lucky bastards because one of the guys, for example, won the California lottery 2 times within a couple of years. Big jackpots, you know, in the $20 million range. And what do you think when you see a guy like that except, what a lucky bastard.
Lucky bastard. Doesn't have to do anything. That's it.
In your opinion, on the list of bastards that you've compiled, who's really the biggest bastard?
who's number one on your bastard list?
You know, again, it's all different categories of bastards, and obviously you've got folks on there like Joseph Mengele and Adolf Hitler, and I mean, everybody knows they're...
Happy birthday, Rob.
The Pope made it onto the list.
Yeah, and I like the way you should explain how the Pope
did. Why did the Pope make it on the list?
Well, because the guy's a Nazi, so, you know...
Pope Benedict, he's from Germany.
The Hitler Youth?
Was he a member of the Hitler Youth?
He was a member of the Hitler Youth. There are pictures of him. He says he didn't enjoy it, but, you know.
So that put him on the list.
Yeah.
You probably don't have any other popes, right?
No, actually, he is the only pope who made it onto the list.
Now, it seems... First, let me ask you, do you have an actual book that goes along with this website?
Yeah, the book isn't out yet, but we're still a couple of months yet. If anybody that wants to be sure to be notified when the book is available, go onto the website, click on the press section, and that will link you to an email, and we can send you an email as soon as it's available and let you know.
I love that it says you are a self-proclaimed bastardologist.
Yes, that's me.
Now, I know that you've got a lot of famous bastards in there.
We do, and we have some less famous bastards, too. If you ask me who my favorite bastard is on the list,
sure.
And it doesn't necessarily maybe fit the horrible, evil, obnoxious, sick bastards, but of course, given that Bill O'Reilly, we've already addressed him fitting into all the categories, my favorite group is the Shakers. And this is a religion that there is no more, because this is a religion who, in order to be a Shaker, you had to have a vow of celibacy, whether you were married or not. We kind of all here generally felt that anybody who's going to invent a religion where nobody is allowed to have sex, that's probably not the best recruiting tool, nor is it the best way to guarantee there'll be more Shakers coming down the line.
Let's take a moment out for the other side now. Here with an opposing point of view is Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
Bill?
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh. Bill, what do you mean by that?
Hold on. Bill, what was that?
I'm an incompetent boob.
Uh-huh.
Please, you know, replace me.
All right. Bill the bastard.
You know, gee, I'm sorry I brought pain to all those families, all those thousands of families.
Yeah, it should be.
He's a bastard.
Hey, Dick, you're a moron.
Well, now he's getting mad at you.
Bill O'Reilly.
You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
He makes controversial statements when he's on this
show.
What
a bastard. Bill?
You know,
which Bill?
No, Bill O'Reilly was about to say something that's really, really decadent.
Oh, bad.
Bill?
I guess our
Bill...
Leap over the counter and pound me.
What about the one with oral? That one seems to be breaking. Oh, here we go. About this one.
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
All right. My doctor, he said I can have it.
Hey, Bill, how are you enjoying our out-of-context Bill O'Reilly tapes?
I love it. Thank you. I mean, I hate it. He's the guy... The guy you love to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's not groping his assistant. That
what about an everyday bastard like a guy we know named Michael Todd Hughes? I'm sure you don't know much about this guy, but in the world of radio, he's generally perceived as, well, the biggest bastard in CBS radio.
Will he be in your book?
Well, you're going to have to submit his name and his information for consideration.
And are there bastards in your book that will surprise us?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Lyndon Johnson made it onto the list.
Oh,
and a lot of people think LBJ was a good guy, but, you know, he killed 2 million Vietnamese folks.
Mm-hmm.
That put him on my list, at least, and some other folks as well. Bill Clinton is on the list. You know, he's a pretty clever bastard.
What about Carrot Top?
Oh, I like clever bastard. Uh-huh. That's good.
Carrot Top?
Yes.
No, Carrot Top's a good guy.
Are there comedians that are on the list?
Well, I suppose Bill O'Reilly get a laugh every time I turn on the TV.
Again, there's the Bill O'Reilly thing.
Yeah, he might hate him more than we do. Because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
Jerry Lewis, by any chance?
Oral.
Is Jerry Lewis on the list?
No, actually, he's not. I always thought the guy was kind of a bastard. But
Young Girl's dead. I'm responsible.
Again, you know, we had a lot of bastards to work with, and we had to cut some really deserving folks. But, you know, with only 100 at the end of the day, with some folks that I'd have personally liked to see on the list, just I couldn't justify it.
So it's 100. We're going to see to it that you die.
There's Bill again. So it's 100 bastards total, right?
That's what we ended up with. And that, again... Bill O'Reilly didn't count 10 times, so it was...
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
Oh, Martha Stewart, is she on the list?
No, she's not.
Give us some women that are on the list.
Yeah. Women who are... Ann Coulter.
Yeah.
I am so boring.
Faggot. Ann Coulter's on the list. Lizzie Borden, I think, made it onto the list.
Lizzie Borden.
Yeah, I'm on my knees most of the time.
I'm not sure. I'm actually trying to. I'm not sure whether or not. The shoe fetish woman.
Imelda Marcos.
Thank you. I think she actually got cut at the last minute.
Hmm. I'm sorry, I raped that lady.
Well, Bill, we understand that. Any children that made the list, or any young people that made the list?
No, nobody. No, because they're kids, you know.
I believe in beating a child.
Yeah, we cut them a little bit of slack.
Bill O'Reilly.
Thank you for being on the show.
Wow.
I wish we had more time. Certainly we have enough Bill O'Reilly tapes to last for a while.
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
Oh, stop it, Bill.
What's your website again? It's
www.thosebastardsthebook.com.
We will be looking forward to that book coming out, and we wish you the best of luck with it, Bill.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
We're going to see to it that you die.
Oh, my God, Bill.
Young girl's dead. I'm responsible.
Where's the one about oral, the one that would not play? Hold on a second.
Doctor, he said I can have it.
But hold on, it says oral.
That's not it.
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
There, that's the beginning of it.
There it is. That's
wonderful.
Boy, that's a good one.
Oh, but you know, we break those out every now and then, and they're sure sweet, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm on my knees most of the time.
Yeah, they really are. Hello, Bill.
However, I think you might agree. This is maybe the best one of all time.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, that's Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, Bill, shut your mouth.
We're talking about Bill.
Bill O'Reilly.
All right, thank you, bastard guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is something straight from today's headline.
Oh, yes.
Mayor for Life.
Oh, yeah.
Marion Barry.
Mm-hmm. You got your electronic device with you?
I've got it right here, Mike. I've reprogrammed it for Y2K.
Mm-hmm.
I am positive that I will be able to get dial tone and push buttons to hear the options on my BlackBerry.
That's going
to
be essential. You know, that's the way yours works. You've got a very special one.
Mayor Barry is in the news. In essence, the story is that he has not paid his taxes, and they want to throw his ass in jail.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It really has. But fortunately, he's still making money. One of the ways he makes money is by being your BlackBerry.
So we'll call it in just a second.
Very good.
Hi, Mayor Barry.
Oh, he's not here yet.
Oh, he's not?
No, you only have to dial the right number to get in.
Hi.
I'm still dialing.
It's supposed to be on the phone.
I know. We got to set it up.
Yabba!
Faggots.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, no!
Seems to be a bit of a malfunction.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
All right, Blackberry, coming right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I live it out here. Move the water, everybody. Come right out here. Move
it. Okay.
When they're living in good, this is God's country.
Okay.
If it can be the best water in the city, we're going to turn things around. The other thing, Sam.
Okay. All right, I think they're telling us to wrap, but congratulations on your victory here at Ward 8. That's Mary and Barry back in D.C. government once again.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's back again.
Theater of the Mindless, the Don and Mike Show.
Now, Buzz, if I got the facts of the story right, it's tonight that Mary and Barry didn't pay his taxes in 2005.
Apparently.
Then they pulled him over for something,
yeah.
And they found out he didn't pay his taxes. So they paid his taxes, and now they found out he didn't pay his taxes again.
Wow.
Is that it?
He's incorrigible, yeah.
In a nutshell?
Apparently,
right.
Yes.
Let me call my BlackBerry.
Concern.
Dial this thing up. La la la. And.
Hello. It is Don's BlackBerry. This is Don's BlackBerry. Thank you so much for calling. The BlackBerry has four new messages. To listen to Don's special celebrity greeting, press 1. Hello, this is Don Geronimo, hot rock and flame throwing disc jockey. I'd like to say hi to all of my fans and all of the people who support my show. And I hope you continue to listen to me all over the country on our fine affiliates. To check Don's messages, press 1. You have 4 messages, Don. If you would like to listen to these messages, press 2. Message number 1. If you would like to listen to message number 1, press 1. From Peyton Manning. Hey, ass, stop busting chops. I'm just a guy trying to make a living in the big city. If you'd like to hear Don's second message, press 2. From Rob Spiewak. Don, I cannot believe you forgot my birthday. I am so sad. To hear Don's third message, press 3. From Buzz Burbank. Hey, Don, I wanted to tell you and let you know that I really did forget Rob's birthday. I'll talk to you later, buddy. Ciao. To hear Don's fourth message, press 4. From Joe Ottinger.
Oh.
Hey, Don, it's Joe. Doesn't that traffic suck? I will email you on the weekend when I am drunk. If you would like to record a new message greeting, press 1. All righty. Hey. Oh, yeah. All right. Fine, then. Well, here's what you do. At the sound of the beep.
Hey, Mayor Barry?
Yeah, Don, how are you?
How come you don't pay your taxes, dude?
Oh, man. I gotta tell you, Don, down on Ward 8.
Ward 8.
I've been down working. I work very hard for the people of Ward 8 for a long time. And it just gets to the point where, you know, taxes are a bitch. I don't mind telling you. It's just, you know, you work all the time. And if I can be honest with you, it's a question of time. Sitting down and taking the time to actually really fit out the forms that are tedious. I'm a councilman now, not the mayor. I'm always going to be mayor for life, but it's very frustrating. And I have some health considerations that I have to take into account too. The diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me powerful, forgetful. Oh, hold on a second, Don.
Yes,
Don. I see you have 2 more messages.
Oh my.
Don,
yes.
You have 2 new messages. If you would like to listen to these messages, press 1. For your first new message, Don Geronimo, press 1 again. From Unknown.
Oh.
Hey, Don.
Unknown.
It's George Eads. I sure hope you watch my repeat tonight on CSI. It will be a good one, and I'm sure you will be highly entertained. Good talking to you, buddy. Would you like to hear your second message?
Yes.
Then press 2.
Why don't I just ask you?
Very interactive.
Huh?
Why don't I just ask you?
You want to hear the other message, Sean? If you would like to leave a greeting and record a new greeting, press 2. To check all of your text messages, press 1. I'm just waiting for you to check your... You got to read them. I don't tell you what those are. You got to read them so you read the new messages on the
text messages.
On the
text messages. I got a text from Marion Barry.
All right. That's
text says, Dear Don.
You read them all yet?
Dear Don, can Joe get me any stuff?
Yeah. You want to hear your voice messages now?
Did you send me a text asking if Joe could get you any stuff?
I just thought that I need a little bump. I got a late night, and I just think if there's a little bump, he'd give me a taste of something. I just said, all I need is just a taste of something to go out.
Right.
I just want a taste of something to go out, something I can just hang out with. I'm not a young man, and I just got to show energy when I go out to see my constituents. It's real important for me.
Are you wearing your African clothing right now?
I'm not wearing the Kente outfit. I'm not wearing the Kente outfit right now, but I would be happy to put it on if you'd like me to. But I would like to. I'll wear anything. If you get your art, just give me a tiny little taste of something, just a little something. I don't care. He can grind up those pills he buys in the drugstore and put them in a bag. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just something really... I started to sweat like you wouldn't believe. They said that not only haven't I paid taxes, but they might just have to chop off my whole right leg pretty soon because of the diabetes. It's frustrating me right now. Since this tax business, no one remembers when I exposed myself in the men's room to that senorita. You remember that one?
I forgot about that.
And people have forgotten that hotel. They said to me just the other day, the Vista International, downtown Washington, D.C. Nobody remembers that.
It's been 20 years since I thought of that.
I walked by that about 5 times after I had one of my council seats back. I said, how come you put them goddamn cameras all over so they could see what I was doing? It's real, real frustrating. Oh, hold on a second. You have another message that I haven't played for you. If you would like to hear Don's brand new message, press 1. From Michael Hughes.
Oh.
You are the first one, Don. I am telling you to keep it quiet. I'm gay. I will be coming out with a company-wide memo that I will release on Monday.
Huh.
Make sure you keep it between you and me, Don. Thanks a lot. And I appreciate it. You have another new message, Don. To play that, press 1. From Janet. Hey, Don, is there anything I can get you? To hear another message, press 3. From Buzz Burbank. Don, I've rethought it. I really don't want you to know that I actually forgot Rob's birthday. So disregard my previous messages, okay? Thanks a lot, man. All right. You have another one coming in. Press 3. From Rob Seawag. Don, will your phone be working tonight so that I can continue to call you and talk about the results show from American Idol?
And Mayor Barry, you know, you just remembered?
Yes.
What about that alternative energy machine that you were making?
That was a legitimate machine. It was a clean burning machine that provides all the energy you need to power lights and air conditioners and whatnot. And man, give me, ain't that a bitch? You get the whatnot alarm.
Cannot,
what are you doing?
You cannot say whatnot.
Oh, come
show.
On now, give me a break. Give me a flipping Anacin pill, will you please? How about Joe? Tell Joe Ottinger what I like is he can crush up a bunch of them leave tablets. You don't want to make your legs numb and just get them down to me in a paper bag. I'd be real grateful. I'd be so grateful. Well, I see that you have another message. To hear one of Don's new messages, press 1. Hey, Don.
Yes.
It's Scott Shannon. What the hell is this I hear about you telling about our stuff from previous years? You knocked that off, boy. If you would like to hear another message, press 4. From unknown. Hey, Don, it's your new producer, John Norman. I just wanted to say I am really enjoying the new gig. Man, am I glad we got Rob Seawack out of that position. The show was coming to a complete and total halt, and I know I can really get things done. Thanks, buddy. That's
all you have right now, Don.
Mary?
I'm trying to get back on the sticky. You just have Joe Audrey give me a call at home, okay?
Okay, how much are you looking for?
I'm looking for anything is what I need. I don't need up, down, sideways. What I need is just something to alter my mood. Right. And if he could alter my mood, I'd be very, very happy. And I tell you, it would be really important for him just to get me something quick, something that I can either, you know, put under my tongue or up my nose that I can really just get into my bloodstream quickly, because I'm feeling I'm so tired, Don. You know, I'm in my 70s now. It's very frustrating.
Pay your taxes, Mayor Barry.
How about some Dayquil and Robitussin? Can you give me some of that?
Sure.
And then we can stir something nice, and I'll just put it in a little cherry vodka and drink it right now.
I really enjoyed it.
I hope everyone has enjoyed this trip to Don's Blackberry. Yeah. I know I have. Oh,
this
hold on.
This show is almost over.
That's
hip,
don't like that, Don. Don't like the way you make fun of the people that are less fortunate than us. That's not funny, man.
Well, hi, everybody.
I see you have a new message. This one, if you would like to hear Don's message, press 1.
All right, one more.
From your partner, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, I love hearing from Mike, my best buddy.
Don, once again, I hate to be a broken record. Please do not retire. Please do not retire.
Get out of here.
To disconnect, hit 8. Y'all take care now.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Marion.
You're Blackberry.
Marion.
That's Marion. Marion, your Blackberry.
Oh, that's killer.
I hope you enjoyed that. I really do.
That's good, good, good.
Lots of new messages. I didn't know you got so many messages all the time. Very busy.
Me either.
It's just constant coming in there.
Boy, oh boy. Buzz, you know, you don't have to send me a Blackberry message. Buzz, I'm right in the next room.
More fun to send it this way, I thought.
Remember you, Robbie.
Less personal, but more fun.
That's right. And same with you. And Mike, would you get off the whole retirement?
I'm very sorry. Hey, look, you know, I don't know who that was. I think it was a crank. I think it was a crank message.
You know what it's time for now?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That's right.
You, me, Bar, Beers, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, and as we are often want to do before we get to Buzz, let's see if there are any tapes did not get to today on the show.
In the inbox.
Let me see. Paula Abdul, Under the Desk.
Keep it up for your judges, Randy Jackson.
I want to tell you, Mike.
Yes.
Brilliant. Didn't want to just gloss over that.
What's that? Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
The playlist. Yeah. Really.
But I'm actually focused now on Paula Abdul, Under the Desk.
I didn't want to right off it.
I understand.
Brilliant.
I wish Mayor Barry felt that way. That he just didn't want to get right off it. I don't know what that means.
Keep it up for your judges, Randy Jackson. Paula Abdul has made it.
Under the desk.
We were worried.
The desk. Under the desk.
Oh, she was under the desk.
Yeah, she didn't get something for me.
Oh.
Yeah, all right, there she was under the desk.
And Paula.
And then there's Simon talking to the porno girl.
Yeah, I know.
You've gone as far as you can go, Antonella. I mean, the reality is, and I think you know this yourself, which is you are surrounded by some pretty amazing girl singers. And I don't know how much more you can do, to be honest with you, because I don't think your voice is going to get any better.
Shows your tears.
So come back in the dressing room with me.
Don't get the hillbilly that won the Powerball.
And I sat there, I know, for probably 15 or 20 minutes, and the computer in the truck beeped, and then I think it was my dispatcher wanting to know why I was sitting still so long.
Where's he going?
I never did get back to him.
You've had lots of hours to think about this. You know what you're going to do?
I'm going fishing with this much money.
It's just like the tape we used to play.
I'm going to buy a chocolate pie a mile wide.
It's the truth. It's the truth. They find these people.
And one last quick tape that we didn't get to, just because I'm fascinated with the way that the Bee Gees speak.
Yes.
Here is the speaking voice of Barry Gibb talking about the remaining Bee Gees getting together.
Okay.
It's about he and I working that out for ourselves without other people in between us. That's the truth of it.
When the hell did he turn into Sean Connery?
Yeah. Shuck it, Rebecca.
It's about he and I working that out for ourselves without other people in between us. That's the truth of it.
Other people between us.
My God, I wish Robin would come over.
Oh, and of course.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Amen.
Then, oh, fag.
Right, and...
Uh-oh. Bitch alert.
And
that one. My little baby is marrying a Jew. I have no problem with this. They're very nice people.
Yeah, and...
You little tiger.
Huh. Yeah.
There you go.
That was to Melinda Doolittle.
Excellent. And as we always like to wind up our tape segment... Tonight the night that that show runs out of gas?
Is tonight the night that
are you smarter than a fifth grader?
They're switching its time slot, right? Eventually they're going to do that?
It's the regular time slot tonight. And haven't they been teasing like some dumbass finally wins the money tonight?
All I know is that the press all across the country is giving it a free ride.
Yeah.
Even the New York papers are saying that it's great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have not seen one episode of that show. I haven't even seen the credits. I haven't seen any of it.
What about Foxworthy?
I know, I adore him.
He's your man.
Well, he is my man, yeah. Right. You know you're a redneck if.
Oh, the one tape we didn't get to, what is this? What is the Star Jones tape?
She is getting a pop culture / court show on Court TV. And she's lost a lot of weight and cut her hair and got her...
That was together.
You're
going to
have
some fun.
Don't
have
been one of my dear friends for many, many years.
I think I like the show. It sounds good.
Like watching Jones. Liberace, isn't it?
All right. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing well.
We'll be right back with Mr. Murphy's News.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The worst thing on the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, cats, check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of stuff you'll like there. Message boards are up, audio highlights, and the Photoshop. Mike and I were just looking at a couple that were cracking our ass up. There's
some that are frame-worthy, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Besides the absolutely filthy heinous ones, which are great, there's the one thread we just saw with Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Carl Yastrzemski.
And the Johnny Damon one where they put at the plate, but the one of Brett Favre where they put your face in at the press conference.
And Boner City, man.
They're really fantastic. Keep them coming. We absolutely adore them. They're great.
They are great. And speaking of Boner City, tomorrow on the show, I believe... I'm going to get to something. I was thinking about this yesterday. I was looking at our message board when one of our little brains put up there a bunch of things that we talked about and we had never done.
Oh.
Well, I was going through my notes, very long story short. I'm going to be talking a little bit about my brother Jim tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from him about a trip he's going to be planning out to the East Coast in May.
Oh. Right.
And it came back to me, if you'll pardon the pun, immediately... The gay reveal, the gayest thing we'd ever done in our lives. I know that I told you one about my brother and I hiding, watching girls change in this bathhouse in Fenwick Island, Delaware.
Uh-huh.
And our cousin rubbing himself, but that's not the gayest thing.
No?
The gayest thing ever, really, and I will save this till tomorrow. We'll do it at the open of the show.
Okay.
It involves my brother and I.
Did I jog you when I was talking about my friend Dougie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you're joining the club. You know, it feels good when you get those things off your chest.
I bet it flips my brother out.
Wow. Is your brother going to join us when you're talking about
it?
Yeah,
I'm going to call him to spring it on him tomorrow.
Oh, my. Always nice to have a good gay reveal.
The gay reveal tomorrow. And it does involve my brother.
Wow. Very good.
That's tomorrow also. Oh, speaking of gay reveals, Jim Nance tomorrow.
Ah! Yes. Guys, not fair over the line.
With the NCAA thing, with the big selection show on Sunday.
Guys.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
You know that as a civilization, we've turned some kind of a corner when the cover story from Sports Illustrated is about global warming. That's the case this week as Sports Illustrated talks about not how Ditka can change the weather with his moods, but about how climate change would affect the business and pleasure of sports. The issue writes about worthless tickets because a game's been rained out, practice being called off on a sunny day, or why your favorite Gulf Coast fishing wharf isn't there anymore. SI writes about the Miami Dolphins caving to this modern climate and moving their two-a-days indoors after many, many years. And the magazine points to the New Orleans Superdome as an icon for this concern. Sports Illustrated, global warming this week.
Well, you know, it makes a lot of sense, though, because really... You do look at the Superdome, and you know, if you think that those hurricanes are caused by global warming,
maybe that there's something to it. Get some attention.
Mm-hmm. It's Sports Illustrated with just stick to sports.
Have they ever though? Really? I mean, has Sports Illustrated? If you really want sports, you go to other publications.
Well, I do get Sporting News.
Right.
Sporting
News is a great example of that.
Pretty intense.
They will never do a global warming story.
No, they won't. Yeah. Although every once in a while in Sports Illustrated, you do get something that's great, which is why I still subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 3 weeks ago? How long was the Super Bowl? Over a month ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know the guy, Rick Riley? We've had him on the show before.
Great guy.
As a matter of fact, when we were on in Denver, this guy, Rick Riley, was a big listener of our show. Great. We met him one time, and we knew who he was, and we were very surprised that he had a clue who we were.
Great writer.
The guy, yeah, writes on the back page of Sports Illustrated. Funny, he's written books, The Life of Riley. About a month ago, after the Super Bowl, I mean, he got on Rex Grossman. Mm-hmm. The way that, you know, we used to get so excited the way that Tom Shales would cut Kathy Lee Gifford a new
right,
one.
Right.
He got on Rex Grossman in a way that that went beyond being cute and funny. It was, even for Rick Riley fans, it was, hey guys, over the line.
Way over the line.
What do you mean? It was just a beautiful thing to read.
And did you see his Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue article where he writes and he did the whole thing on the back? It was printed on the back of a model.
No,
which was really clever. I mean, really, obviously he's been, and the joke was he'd been writing the column, his column, which you would think would be eliminated from that particular issue. He's been doing it every swimsuit issue. And he said, this time I thought, you know, he said, this is the one issue where nobody pays attention to what I write. I figured I'd put it in a format that you could all enjoy.
Rick Riley is funny as hell, but like I said, this thing with Rex Grossman was...
Did he really pound the hell out of him?
It was like, he was funny about it, but then it was also like, hey, the guy really freaking sucks. The guy sucks ass. That's it. The end of my column. Goodbye, Rick Riley. Your friend, Rick Riley.
Mm-hmm. Well, your brother would be interested in this story. In Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, a man has bagged a deer that has seven legs and nubs for antlers.
I also enjoy faces in the crowd.
I do
you
too.
Never know when you're going to see a superstar of tomorrow today. Faces in the crowd, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. One of the features in Sports Illustrated?
Yep.
So like
you got, yeah, the young high school and college athletes.
And we're old people, too.
Yeah, a lot of times you get like...
old people and like real little kids that do something spectacular.
Oh, that reminds me that I read today that there's some old guy that has challenged Jack LaLanne to a boxing match.
Yeah, I read that too, yeah.
You know
you could actually...
He lives in New York, but he summers in Florida, or winters in Florida. Uh-huh. We might have him in the first break tomorrow.
It's good because the guy's calling out Jack LaLanne for being a big pussy, saying Jack LaLanne won't fight him. And Jack LaLanne is like, what, 90?
92, and this guy's 91.
Yeah, he was napping when I called today.
Uh-huh, sure.
He would be napping for the most of the afternoon, but we may have him tomorrow.
If we get him in the opening break, let me know, because don't forget I have my big gay reveal tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
Involving my gay brother, Jim.
Would you like to reveal that to the old man? I don't understand where you're going.
Well, I don't want to have two, I don't want to have two great segments at the same time.
Right. That's too much for the people.
Right.
So in Wisconsin, this guy bags a deer with seven legs and little nubs for antlers.
It's a mutant.
As it turns out, this deer also has both male and female reproductive organs.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Now, you never let it go. Ray Lisco.
Hermaphrodite, Mike.
That's exactly what this deer is. Now, Ray Lisco normally bags deer with arrows. This one ran under his pickup truck. Quoting Rick, it was definitely a freak of nature. Quoting the local game warden, I've never seen anything like that. Rick says the three extra legs on the deer are short and look a little like crab pinchers.
And sexy.
And by the way, says Rick, it was tasty.
Oh, he ate it?
He did.
Oh, my God. God.
It's good.
That'll make you grow three eyes.
It will. Exactly. Now that Americans have solved the obesity problem and the Super Size Me movie's pretty much been forgotten, McDonald's is coming out with a new and even bigger hamburger. Having done its civic duty to introduce salads, yogurt, chicken wraps, and smaller helpings of fries,
right,
McDonald's is now ready to give the people what they really want. Uh-huh. The new Angus beef burger being test marketed in Southern California.
Go to McDonald's and we should have the Angus beef burger with bananas on it.
It weighs a third of a pound.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Angus burger.
And that's a third of a pound before cooking. Unless a lot of the fat drains out, it'll weigh almost that after cooking.
It does?
Yes.
If we were on an island, I'd eat you. Wow. Wait, tomorrow's the big gay reveal.
Yeah, let's save it till then.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 fried eggs. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with two packages of cream cheese. I'm never full.
I never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had two pastrami on clubs, four frankfurters, two knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Wow.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs. Now, the McDonald's Third Pounder, as it will be called. Also,
is that really going to be the name of
the
it?
The Third Pounder, yes.
Can I say that?
Seriously. Good name, McDonald's. That's going to catch on.
Third
like
pounder.
You would not believe.
Third of a pound.
When you really want a burger.
Now, Red Bottom Girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
860 calories if you get it with the bacon and the cheese. It'll stick to your ribs and probably your arteries. McDonald's is actually just doing what Burger King, Hardee's, and Carl's Jr. have already done. Introduce
sure.
a third-pound burger.
Hey, we're American.
You know, when you look at our country and weight, I don't know what everybody's ideal is. You count calories or not instead of fat grams and everything.
Everybody's
which is the way they used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You think the average person, I think, is like 2,000, 2,500 calories a day, something mm-hmm. like that is what they would recommend.
They'd recommend
more. But the average person isn't like that.
No.
I was reading something about the new Krispy Kreme donuts, the
yes.
new wheat Krispy Kreme donuts.
Whole wheat. Yeah.
Whole wheat mm-hmm. that are 180 calories each. Now, it seems to me that if you sit down and you don't pull a Rob, because
mm-hmm.
one time when we were in Memphis, we made him. Rob ate a dozen Krispy Kremes as they came off the assembly ramp line when they got the sign in the window that says hot.
Hot donuts.
That's not as bad as eating a bagel, Rob.
But think about it. 180 calories. It's not that. It's like two Rice Krispies treats.
A Krispy Kreme regular, I think, is 2 points on Weight Watchers. Flex points.
So Krispy Kreme, it seems to me, is getting kind of a bad rap that, mm-hmm. relatively speaking,
mm-hmm.
in this day and age, if you bother to look at the label on
that might be a point, the one you're talking about. The wheat one might actually be a point.
Like, you know, yeah. I look at something like gummy bears sometimes if I want a treat.
Right.
And I go, oh, wow. And I looked at the bag the other day. Mm-hmm. Look at the bag I'm having, like 400 calories.
Yeah.
I looked at that and thought, seriously, I could have two big sloppy freaking donuts
yeah.
for the same caloric intake.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so there's the ad. Where's my free Krispy Kreme now?
Read the labels.
The whole wheat kind, please.
Mm-hmm. You ever?
Now, speaking of big people, Blues Traveler frontman John Popper's been arrested after a cop in Spokane clocked him doing 111 miles an hour in his Mercedes SUV.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
You ever have someone call the show and try to say that story?
I have, but there's so much more to this story.
This is what the guy called about earlier today,
exactly.
right? The John Popper story?
Oh, but
we shut him down.
There are layers to this story, and I'll share them with you when we come back.
Layers. Layers, like a layer cake.
Yeah.
Folds of layers. I got to go to the bathroom.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Those are nice shoes Buzz has on, but I'd hate to be in them.
A couple of jockstrap characters, Don and Mike.
Right. And now, once again, here's Fred. Hi, Freddy.
Hi, Don and Mike. So, John Pop, Blues Traveler, the main
Popper.
Dude.
John Popper.
John Popper, yeah. Who was
perhaps that was John Popper used to work with.
Someone else, yes. I remember now. Anyway, John Popper, with ER, has been arrested after a cop in Spokane clocked him at 111 miles an hour in his SUV. That boy was flying like an astronaut, and he had all the astronaut tools with him in his vehicle's hidden compartments.
Uh-oh.
Four rifles.
He's a big gun guy.
Nine handguns, a switchblade, a taser, and night vision goggles.
He could have kept them in his ass.
The vehicle's equipped with flashing headlights, like cops have, and a built-in public address system.
Hey.
Popper told police he had the compartments and other features installed and stocked with weapons in case of a natural disaster. They also found a little pot.
Like what, diarrhea?
Hey. I didn't know he was a psycho.
They also found a little pot and a pipe, and of course, John's deadliest weapon, his harmonica.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
There you go. There's one of your little jabs.
Yeah, he got him there, didn't he?
One of your jibs, one of your jabs, one of your brick bat.
I like him a lot. He kills with that harmonica. Volatile actor Edward James Olmos reportedly ad-libbed an emotional and violent scene the other day on the set of Battlestar Galactica. That show's still being made.
Wow.
To the delight of its limited fan base on cable. Now, partly famous for his temper, Eddie, as they call him on the set, improvised this tantrum and in the process destroyed a prop that's appeared in many scenes of the series, a replica of an old sailing ship. Sadly for Edward James Olmos, it wasn't just any old prop. It was on loan from a museum which describes the ship as valuable.
I hope he didn't fall in it with his face because he has such beautiful skin. Yes.
They'll never
you could hide the you could hide the ship in that skin.
Sail the ship in that skin.
And since Jacko
all the stuff from John Popper's ass could fill into the pock marks in the Edward James Olmos' skin,
including the Mercedes SUV. It's a wash. Since Jacko has no place else to go, will the Jackson 5 be reuniting? A not-so-reliable British tabloid says despite denials from Jacko's people, the Five Brothers are planning a new tour and a new album consisting of greatest hits and a couple of new tracks.
Oh, am I the only one that hopes they call it the Victory Tour again?
Oh. You know, it's just they can't. It's just not going to work. It's not going to work because of him.
Do you realize, I think I've said this before, the Jackson 5.
Yeah?
I swear to God, Jack. One of the best goddamn pop soul bands
get any better.
Ever. I defy you to go through I Want You Back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stop the Love You Say Could Be Your Own. Mm-hmm. I'll Be There. Those are friggin' classics.
Beyond great.
But why is it that if I am in the car with someone else mm-hmm. or at a function with people mm-hmm. and it comes on, mm-hmm. I change the channel immediately mm-hmm. because it's like Michael Jackson's such a kid toucher.
The stigma.
And even worse than that, if a song like Beat It comes on.
Right.
You know,
that's even worse. Yeah.
If it's solo Michael Jackson, oh my God, you got to just rip the radio out of the console.
But when you're by yourself and there aren't people around, you're going to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. And take my shirt off.
I downloaded Thriller on my iPod.
Yeah, good for you.
It's a video, great video of Thriller.
Incredible album.
Faggot.
Thank you, Ann. Well, the London Daily Mail says this deal.
Here's a creepy thing about Thriller.
What?
PYT.
That's right. Pretty young thing.
Pretty young thing.
Yeah.
And at one point in the song, where he goes, "Come on, PYTs, sing with me."
And the London
PYT, SMD, PYT,
the British
DOT
says the deal includes a $500 million contract to perform 250 shows in Las Vegas. Paper says there's also talk of a casino, a hotel, a stadium, and an amusement park.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, Michael, please do it for the kids.
Buzz, these are the songs that now people, yes. if you're driving down the road, you'd be ashamed to have blasting in your radio.
Great.
God, this kicks some ass. Yeah. Except half the seat.
Amusement park?
Yes.
You must be this tall to ride Mr. Jackson. Oh, great.
Stop, you better save me.
If they're going to do this kind of tour, though, I don't think Michael can do that kind of singing anymore. I don't think he's capable of it.
Maybe we'll find out.
Play tag, break school.
Maybe we'll
want it to be it.
I want you back.
Can't like it now, though.
Great. Yeah, no. Politically incorrect.
And he touches kids' bottoms.
You can't like it publicly. That's right.
Bottoms.
Uh-huh. Only you're alone.
They're bottoms.
Bottoms.
It was a miracle when a Southern Colorado woman awoke after more than 6 years in a coma. The double punch of a heart attack and a stroke left this woman in a vegetative state. She slumbered through many things, including 9/11. Last she knew, Bill Clinton was president. Her six-year-old daughter's now 12. After years of being fed through a tube, she was eating cake. The awakening of Krista Lilly captured the attention of doctors and journalists. She was, of course, interviewed immediately by a local TV reporter. Maybe it was that or something else that's caused Krista to slip back into her coma.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you'd react that way.
How unfortunate.
One of the jurors in the Scooter Libby case says she thinks he should be pardoned. Ann Reddington, like other jurors, believes Libby was guilty.
I beg your pardon?
She believes he was guilty of lying about who exposed the CIA agent. And like the other jurors, she feels kind of sorry for him, as another juror put it, the fall guy. Last night on MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews, Ann Reddington, juror in the Libby trial, said, and I quote, "It bothers me there was this whole big crime and he got caught up in the investigation as opposed to in the actual crime that was supposedly committed."
Huh?
That means there are other guys that did it. That's what
she's
saying.
That's what she's saying.
I got you. And finally, another jackass has tried to copy another jackass stunt inspired by the movies and TV shows bearing the name Jackass.
I love these stories.
What's great about these stories is their thinning of the herd quality, a chance to see idiocy punished the way it should be. Alcohol was involved, of course, but it was the lighter fluid he poured on his genitals to feed that fire that flame broiled his privates. Plus, he's facing a reckless endangerment charge. He may or may not have learned his lesson. Still, Randy Peterson of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, has a good heart.
Randy.
He says he hopes none of the jackass people get in trouble for this. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Sure.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Yeah. See? You got your windows down. Someone just, oh, listen. That guy's listening to Michael Jackson. God, he must be an awful person.
I'd turn it up and blow him a kiss.
We gotta go. I gotta put my shirt back on. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 And today is...
There's no birthday party for me in
happy
here.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Beginning and the end.
Enjoy your helmet. Enjoy your helmet and your wig.
In that order.
Enjoy your cash.
This is the Don and Mike Show.